two troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Very.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Page one of our countdown review for the week. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the members of my DJV team to discuss the items that are in the top 10 as far as stories are concerned, from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, and also the people on the list. And I, every week, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here with me, we'll bring Kara Schillen in as well as we can. The essence of the meat and potatoes behind these stories, what we've talked about, what others have talked about from our research, things that seem to be top of mind. I don't think there's any heavy lifting this week. The two items at the top have to do with the coronavirus and the presidential race, the results of Super Tuesday, and reviewing things that have been said on both sides. Victoria's on one side of the street. Politically, Jennifer's on the other side. But we are, in my opinion, my humble opinion, having been a radio host for well over 50 years and doing talk radio since 1974, in the era when it was a different, there was a different realm. Back in the 70s, we were required to present equal, if we would say something on the air, interviewed someone who had one point of view, we were required by the federal government to put somebody else on or to have a discussion of the issue from another point of view so that both sides would be presented. That's been ingrained. Well, it is gone, but it's not gone here. That's been always how I've presented things. Maybe it's because I'm a relic from that era, and most of the other people on the air today are not from that era. So, I don't know, whatever it is. And the important thing is that there are two sides to every coin, to every story, to every issue. And so some of these things, the matter-of-fact stuff like the tornadoes in Tennessee, number 10 this week, there isn't much. There's not an A side or a B side to that. The number of people who were killed, the harshness of the attack, you can almost personalize it. You know, when you look at some of the stories that come out of situations like this.
It seemed to take a lot of people off guard, and I think it happened quickly, and even though there were weather warnings and sirens because it happened so late at night.
Number nine this week is a focus on cannabis and the way the federal government here and what's gone on in Canada have been affected by or are affected by the black market. I mean, that's the story behind the story here. The black market in states like California is so powerful that it's getting in the way of people who want to do this the right way.
And there are a lot of people. Legal weed is totally failing in California. It's not working.
Uh-uh.
No.
And that's because everybody before, the law enforcement didn't really pay much attention to it.
No.
And it was already legal for medical purposes. So people who were using marijuana, a new law is not going to make someone like me who doesn't use marijuana go out and use marijuana. It's just not. I think maybe there's a small percentage of the population that feels like a new law is going to make them do that. But the people who were using either have a dealer, were growing it themselves, or already had a medical card, and that hasn't changed. They haven't changed their habits.
Mm. How much, Jennifer's in California, Victoria's in New Jersey, how much more usage do you feel? I mean, I guess, is New Jersey having both recreational and medical, or is it just medical? I've forgotten where New
Medical,
Jersey is.
You know what? Medical, it's not recreational yet, for sure. Medical it is, but it took a long time to even get to the medical point, and New York has been the same way, and it's weird because they're considered to be two progressive states, and they've been really dragging their feet on moving forward with this, so I'm not really sure if, and Governor Murphy he's a Democrat, but he's not super left, and I think that maybe he is the stumbling block behind, you know, not making it recreational, I think. Mm.
It's very
he
hard.
He has not come out in big favor of it. Medical, yes, but not, you know, recreational.
Well, the thing that is clouding this, if you'll pardon my pun, because I'm pretty knowledgeable now. I have not been because I've never used this stuff, never would because I can't stand the smell of it, but I am going to grow it on my farm. And so that's allowed me or encouraged me or enabled me to look at this stuff much more carefully than has been the case before. I'm for people doing what they want to do as long as they don't hurt somebody else. And that's kind of the place where cannabis falls for me. You want to do it, don't do it around me. But if you want to do it, it's not my business, in essence. And I think the difference here and why, other than in states like California where it's out of control, the black market's been out of control, what we're not seeing here, at least on the surface, is how much Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, and pretty much every big drug company in the country want to be in and control this market. So behind the scenes, what they're doing is they're diddling with the politicians who will make the ultimate decision as to when it's federalized or legalized across the country, and they don't want it to become legalized until they can position themselves in a way so that they can control it. And that's kind of really what's going on here. Whether you see it or understand it that way, that's what's going on. Even in hemp, where the public is saying, demanding, screaming, in fact, for things like CBD oil to become stuff they can purchase everywhere without guilt or worry. In Massachusetts, the whole law was changed a year or so ago, so you can't get it from a local source, but you can get it online. And that's the crazy part of this. And it was obvious who was controlling that vote, the drug companies. So, anyway, that's number nine this week. You know, we didn't talk about this on the DJV show. I meant to ask you both about Jeff Sessions and how he did on the primary day. He didn't do as well as, I guess, some people. Isn't there tight race?
Well, he has to go to a runoff. I guess the way it works there is the two Republican candidates, you have to get a certain amount of the vote. And if you do, then you move just directly into the general election against the guy who's actually in his old seat, which is Doug Jones, who's a Democrat from the state. And so from what I could understand, there were a lot of Republicans in the race looking to be that Republican candidate. And so I think they did a lot of vote splitting. So Jeff Sessions was not able to get the full majority. He did come out in first place, though. He just has to go through a runoff, I think, before they get to the general.
So there's not much.
Was Trump's comment?
I didn't hear. You're
asking me, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I didn't hear Trump say anything about Jeff Sessions this time in regards to his race. It's possible that it's been a busy few days. I was hearing Trump though most often talking about his the top contenders for the Democratic primary. Right. That's what I've heard a lot of. But
and he's got something to worry about now. We'll get to that when we get to the presidential race. Number seven. Immigration reform, and also it's sort of the same, it's sort of split with gun control. I think the gun control thing, more of focus on what happened at that Molson Brewery in Milwaukee, and once again, you know, who got the gun, how'd they get the gun, why did he shoot everything up, was it racist, was it, you know, pick your issue with gun control. But why do we even bother talking about it anymore? Nothing gets done. It's just, it's nothing, zero. Gets done. So is it a waste of time to talk about it? Other than in a way to inform people, okay, this is what happened there. But what changes? What's different?
I never think that it's gun control that needs to be changed. I think it's people looking out in the workplace. I think it's people taking threats seriously, not being afraid to go, wait a second, this person's acting a little strange. Wait a second. And saying something. I think there's this big fear of people to just tunnel vision their way through their lives and not look next door and around the cubicle to see if there's a threat to themselves. And I think that's... It's the change in the way we think, because I believe it's mental illness that causes all these deaths, not the guns themselves. Guns just don't go off randomly.
But
you need someone to pull a trigger. You know, guns just don't go around killing people.
The easy access to guns for people who should have no business having a gun is part of the issue. Victoria, what do you think?
Well, I agree with everything you're saying, Doug. I mean, I'm not a gun owner, never will be, but you know, I believe people have a right to own a firearm.
Yeah,
but
I think it needs to
be responsible, and I believe, you know, we need more background checks and a waiting period. And I think all of those things statistically, you know, work. And so the laws on the books, I agree with Jen. I don't know that there really is anything more that we should put on the books or that needs to be, but I think that the process of eliminating guns in the hands of people who have mental illness. I think it's great that a lot of states are doing red flag laws, because that could have, you know, that all started when we were talking about Florida and the Parkland shooting. And if the red flag law had been in place then, that kid would not have had a gun to shoot those kids at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. So
I guess the question is, what is mentally ill? And that's what we need to – I would rather trust someone going, wow, that person doesn't look great, than to say broadly anybody who's on Lexapro shouldn't be allowed to have a gun, because those people are considered mentally ill. Everybody who's on an antidepressant, me included, would probably be considered mentally ill.
I knew there was something about you.
But does that mean I'm not a responsible gun owner? No, I think I really am, and I trust my judgment with how I would use my firearm.
You carry your gun around in your pocketbook, right? Or you have the glove?
No, you can't in L.A. I actually follow the laws. I think concealed carry would be appropriate in L.A. County, but imagine that. I actually follow the laws like most gun owners. Mm. And there's no broad description of mental illness. That's why it relies on us, on our personal responsibility to say, wait a second, this does not seem right, and we need to do something.
Should a psych evaluation then be part of applying for a permit?
Yes.
No, why not? Yeah.
Why have a psych evaluation? Why not deal with...
Well, if we're talking about mental illness, then easily a psych evaluation, someone would look at you and talk to you and know, but you're a completely functioning adult.
I have
any of those shooter kids that we've talked about, none of them would pass a psych evaluation. None of them would.
Well, some of them would, actually, I think. It depends. I just don't want government being big brother, but I just come from California where we have, the strictest gun laws in the country. Hmm. We have the strictest gun laws in the country, and we still have mass shootings here just like everybody else. It is about who is pulling the trigger that we need to really think about and figure out how we address that in the best way possible. Do I think it's going to be broadly psych evaluations? No, but I think there's more that we can do.
All right,
well,
coming up next.
What else
should
we do then?
we're done, boys and girls. Girls. The next item of interest when we are next in your ear will be an understanding, a discussion number 6 this week is that Supreme Court abortion case, which I must attest I don't understand what is really going on here. So we'll get to the bottom of that as we continue on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Here's something for you to review right now in your head. How are you doing when it comes to the Battle of the Bulge? Got that extra weight? Still want to shake it? Calitrin, available now. Calitrin.com. Make sure you use the discount code DJV. We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about, yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limit.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Talk Radio Countdown. KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our Talk Radio review from this past week, we have the charts that are declared by the management, the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can also go to talkers.com, find this list every week, along with other things of note. You're a big fan of this format. I'm guessing that you're listening to this program because you like to know what's going on in the world of talk radio. So we do this every week to put sort of things in perspective from different points of view. So the Supreme Court, number six this week as we work toward number one, the abortion case that's there. The legal implications of it. I must say, as someone who usually shuns a discussion of Roe v. Wade or abortion because I find it, I kind of find it annoying, distasteful. I don't find most of the, on either side, most of the arguments to change anybody's, my position or, I just don't find it very educational. But what is
this wasn't about abortion, actually. The story that came from this is not really about the abortion argument.
Okay, so explain, please.
So the Supreme Court has this abortion decision in front of them that they're reviewing, and there was an abortion rally in front of the Capitol earlier in the week. Yeah. And at that rally, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate, went to the podium and was all fired up, as many of the people who were out there speaking were pretty angry and yelling and doing all this. And he said, quote, I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the world these awful decisions. And he turned to look at the Supreme Court building. He went on to say, the bottom line is very simple. We will stand with the American people. We will stand with the American women. We will tell President Trump and the Republicans who stacked the court that you're going to be gone in November. You'll never be able to do what you're trying to do now ever again. You hear that? You're gone in November. And so the whirlwind that he wanted to release on Gorsuch and Kavanaugh was a lot of people took issue with it on both sides of the aisle, because he particularly named two people and promised retribution, whether that was to incite violence against these two or whether or not that was to threaten impeachment or whatever it might be. The threats were not taken kindly, and there were critics of Chuck Schumer on both sides of the aisle. Even people in his own party are saying that he needs to either apologize or step down.
Yeah, he did. He backed down. He apologized.
But he has not apologized, actually. He backed down and said, oh, he's just talking about Senate Republicans. Well, no, hard to understand that one, because you mentioned Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. That's not the Senate Republicans. Those are Supreme Court justices. And he received he was rebuked by Chief Justice John Roberts, who said, you cannot, in your position, your high position, threaten the judiciary in this country. It's not appropriate. And I would say, for people who are, you know, are not necessarily upset by what he did, if you insert Trump's name and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think all hell would have broken loose about that threat being made from the president against RBG. And so this is not something to be taken lightly. Mitch McConnell kind of let him have it on the Senate floor. He came to the microphone and said he tried to backtrack, but he still has yet to apologize. And so now there's been a call
where he said he shouldn't have used those words and he shouldn't.
He said he was talking about Senate Republicans, and so it was never an explicit apology. And so now there are members of the Senate. Josh Hawley is leading an effort to censure Chuck Schumer to see if they can go on the record to talk about this.
Schumer is a ham and egger. He's never seen a microphone or a television camera that he didn't want to make love to. He's a big BSer. His inappropriate remarks go back pretty much to the beginning of his career as a senator. I'm thinking he's up for re-election next year, is he? Maybe that's part of what he's doing. He's a grandstander. He's a big phony. He's full of it. Okay, next. Speaking of being full of it, I don't know that we have time to talk about this and put it in its proper perspective, but the fact that Chris Matthews was booted out of MSNBC, he told people he was resigning, but you can be absolutely sure that the bosses at NBC said, get lost. And we'll talk about that and how it plays into the Me Too movement as the number five issue. We're moving into we'll spend a little bit of time on the financial markets and how interest rates are cut as a result of the coronavirus, which is big this week, and the presidential race yet to come in the next half hour of our weekly talk radio review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. How much sleep do adults need to be heart healthy?
Napoleon said, you know, the common man requires 7, the fool requires 8, and I require but 6. But everybody's individual.
Cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says individual sleep needs vary, but the general rule is for adults to get 7 to 9 hours a night.
Sleep important to heart health, a couple of reasons.
If you have a condition such as obstructive sleep apnea keeping you from getting sufficient sleep,
then you're more prone to arrhythmias or irregular heartbeats.
Arrhythmias increase your risk of serious events such as stroke, heart attack, and sudden cardiac death.
The second thing is, if you don't sleep adequately, it's been shown that other habits are not as good. You don't eat as well. You eat more junk food.
Plus, you might be too tired to exercise. So for more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/March print deals for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Focused on the world of News Talk Radio, this is a Talk Radio review. With the stars of the DJV program, it's heard Monday through Friday around the country on about 400 radio stations here and there. D for Doug, that's me, Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and we're going through the charts for the week of March the 2nd to the 6th, first full week of March 2020. Stories, some of them pretty obvious. Let's go through the people list just to anecdotally kind of understand how the two play off of one another. That is the people list and the story list. At number 10 on the people list is Jeff Sessions. Chuck Schumer is number 9. Chris Matthews, number 8. Jerome Powell, number 7. Mike Pence is 6. AOC, number 5. Mike Bloomberg, number 4. Bernie Sanders, number 3. Joe Biden, number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. Pretty obvious as to what that's all about. Now, back to, because Chris Matthews, number 8 on the people list, but the story of him leaving MSNBC, number 5 on the countdown. He's always been a sort of lightning rod for people on the right who didn't like his style at MSNBC. I can tell you, having been on a panel with him once a number of years ago, he was really an egotistical maniac and
thought that,
I don't know too many people on the left who liked him either.
I don't.
I don't think this is a.
So how did he keep a? How did guys like that?
This is a bipartisan effort that no one is going to miss.
Job.
Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews united the country. Actually,
right.
Yeah.
No one's going to miss
right.
him.
No, but
I
so how do guys like that get jobs like that?
Yeah. True confession is. I will miss him a little in only one respect. He was so out there, and his delivery style was so strange that...
Slash annoying,
all,
yeah.
Of all the MSNBC hosts, he's the one that I probably enjoyed watching most just because
really?
He was... Let's play hardball.
I don't know. To me, I find listening to Chris Matthews is like listening to Richard Madden on, you know, doing football commentary. It's the same, like, grovelly yelling, you know. It's just the same
noise.
I know.
It's noise.
I liked nothing that he said, but it was just a delivery where you'd watch it, and only for, like, a short amount of time, like maybe 3 minutes, but it would make me smile, and then I'd flip the channel.
Noise. A lot of noise. All right.
Let's play hardball, ha.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. I meant John Madden, right? I meant John.
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 Yeah, I was sitting
yeah.
here trying to figure out. I was like, is Richard Madden named after him? Like,
Richard
the Marston, Scottish
the actor.
Accent.
Yeah, I missed
yeah.
that. John Madden, right.
Yeah. John Madden.
Okay. We won't hold your feet to the fire
poor
that
Victoria
much.
Poor Victoria is now getting divorced. Her husband's going to be like, if you don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't even thinking of him. I was thinking of the hate mail that I'm going to get. It's John, not Richard.
Mm-hmm. Smarten up, lady. Number four. Healthcare reform, I don't even want to spend any time on that because it's almost
well,
a throw.
I think it's funny because it's always high up on the list because it's people's priority. But
yeah.
what's substantive on healthcare reform?
Nothing.
Right?
Bernie keeps yelling the same thing. Oh, it's a healthcare
doesn't
reform.
Know how much it's going to cost but, and how much it's
no.
going to pay for it. The
well,
Republicans haven't that, presented a plan yet.
I do think people are talking about it more right now because of the coronavirus, because think about how many people
true.
Are uninsured or underinsured, and
yeah.
if they do get the coronavirus, where are they going to go? You know,
well,
it's
not to tout the beautiful output of our administration that I know you guys love so much, but the federal government actually issued an emergency extension to anybody who comes into hospitals for treatment for the coronavirus to encourage people to seek treatment, and they do it on the public dime rather than
is that part of the 8.3 funding for.
I don't know. I think it was a regular. I think it was something that they did before that. Actually, it was something that the administration was able to do without congressional support. I think.
Right. Well, if you tie in number four and you think that healthcare reform, the discussion of it has come about, or the increased focus is because of the coronavirus. Number four, three, and two can all be considered one, because number three. Is a focus on what the Fed...
but who's on first? Because you're like, the first the
presidential
four,
race is
one,
on
two,
first.
Three.
We'll get to that. The Feds cut the interest rates. Financial markets around the world went down like a rock on Monday and Tuesday, and then they bounced back a little bit toward the middle of the week, and they'll come back in.
Such
I thought
a crazy market time, just watching it, bounce up and down. But the silver lining is, if anybody owns a house or property, it's a great time to try to refinance because the interest rate is down to nothing.
Low. Are you talking? Is this a self? Is this what you're doing?
Yeah, I was. Well, actually, one of the events that I hosted this week for the station I work for was a Wealth Summit, and all the financial guys were like buzzing, like this is the time to if you need to pull money out of your house or if you need to refinance,
good time to buy a car.
Yeah, because a half a point, and that's what the Fed did this week, is reduced interest rates by a half a point. A half a point is huge when the interest rate is already as low as it is.
Well, but
and
over 30
I don't think
years?
It's going to last long, so take advantage.
Yeah. Get it while you can. The markets went down because the guys on Wall Street and elsewhere are a bunch of cuckamongas. And maybe they're crazy like a fox, because often the talk causes things to go down, and then these guys swoop in and buy the stock. I mean, the market was off 11% at one point. You don't think that these guys in these offices on Wall Street and other people who are smart enough to know what really the significance of this is, they create situations to knock the prices down so they can come in and buy stuff cheaper. That's really kind of how it works, boys and girls. The impact of, however, the Chinese economy and what that does to the rest of the world, the automobile business, for example, new cars are not being produced in at least four major companies around the world. Those people are out of work at the moment. The situation in China with people being out of work, staying at home, and what the Chinese have done to force the Muslims to go into these factories to work so they can open them back up again. I think that's a subtext that really hasn't been discussed very much at all. I don't think a lot of people have paid attention
I don't think a lot of people even know that. Yep.
Yeah, the Muslim population in China, if they can find you, they'll put you in a concentration camp. That's what the Chinese don't like the Muslims. They don't like any religion.
Well, they don't like anybody
don't like
that speaks out against them. Yeah. I was talking to a woman this week on one of my programs who was in, she was a Chinese citizen, and she was put in for meditating.
Yeah.
They put her in a prison camp four different times. And she said, as soon as everybody, and she goes out on the circuit because she's like, look, these ideas that we're calling socialism that are brinking on communism, this is not where the country wants to be. She was telling people that when she went into the prison camps, the labor camps, they would take them outside, they'd beat them, then they'd make them work overnight to just exhaust them, basically, and break them down. They'd also, and I don't think people talk about this all that much, take blood type and tissue samples from everybody that goes into the prison system. And
because
if they have an opportunity,
if they have an opportunity
to harvest their organs, they will. Yeah. So basically, people are waiting for their number to come up while they're sitting in these prison camps.
And yet, our lives depend on it. Oh, sickening.
Do they say look in Chinese or English? Mm. I always love to tease Jennifer
look.
Because she starts every look.
They say rook.
They say look. Now that's racist, somebody's going to say. Hoo ha. All right, coronavirus items of interest. Some nurses are saying the CDC is behind where they need to be. The nursing union, in fact, the National Nursing Union has surveyed its members and find that the nurses feel they are lacking in equipment and resources and training and guidelines, and they're pointing their finger at the feds. About 90 nurses apparently nationwide are in quarantine. Working around it. Think about it. Just go every day to work and wonder whether you're going to get this stuff or not. Not that it's going to kill you, because it isn't really. The chances of you dying when you get the coronavirus are pretty, pretty, pretty slim. But still, it's the hysteria that's built around. I mean, the fact that the news media today and over the weekend, we'll focus on this. It isn't a focus on how you prevent yourself. People like us have been talking about that, but you don't see that in the standard news media. It's all headlines screaming, fear, fear, look out, you're going to die, which is damned irresponsible and nonsense, because you're not. The chances of you dying if you get the coronavirus are like 1/1,000th of a point. And it's just, it is unbelievably irresponsible for us to be, in a way, the good side of it is the airplanes are going to be cleaner, and a lot of the public facilities are going to be a lot cleaner. But when it goes beyond that, it's hurting. It's hurting businesses, and it's just, it's so self-serving for the news media.
I wish I owned stock in toilet paper, though.
Yeah, or a Lysol. Yeah. Or any of those, there's a lot of that stuff. And I want to know what it means. When somebody declares a state of emergency, what does that mean? Because there are four states that now have declared a state of emergency.
Yeah, and people panic when they hear
that. What does that mean? Yeah.
It just means they get funding, right?
Yeah. It means they get government funding, one. But they also have more instant access. Like, they don't have to go through all the hurdles to bring in multi-agencies to respond to things. So a lot of these states.
It also includes the National Guard in some cases.
That's right.
You have access
to
them, too.
Yeah, you don't have to go through all the channels that you would under different circumstances. So they declare the state of emergency before there actually is an emergency, just so that they have access to resources.
All right, 44 past the hour. In a moment, we do get to number one. And a very interesting guest was on with George Norrie this week. And I want to talk about that person and what that person said. It's real food for thought. Up next here on our Talk Radio Review. Right now, food for thought, focusing on how you look and whether you're happy with the way you look. Is your smile the best part of you? The best smile. I will tell you that the ladies you're listening to all have fabulous smiles. They take great care of their teeth. And if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, you're a smoker, you drink wine, all of that stuff. I was going to say if you drink smoke. But if you're
all of those things except smoke.
Except smoke, right. The whitening system from Power Swabs is so fabulous. It's all natural. It works in seconds. You swab your teeth in a couple of minutes, and 5 minutes later, you're on your way to a much brighter smile, the natural way. Plus, when you use the power swab method to get rid of those deep stains, you also help to rehydrate the enamel. Use the DJV code, and you'll get the product for 40% off the retail price, plus another $10 off and free shipping. Best Smile Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. I'm Doug Steffen here with a look at the people list. Let's put this together so we have the official list in case we don't get to it sort of in a formal way during our several hours of discussion. At number 10 in the people list, Jeff Sessions, running for the Senate race in his old state. Chuck Schumer, number 9, and his nonsense when it comes to the Supreme Court. Chris Matthews at 8 for obvious reasons. Jerome Powell is at 7. Mike Pence at 6. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 5, the comment she made about Bernie Sanders and the outcome of the primaries. Michael Bloomberg at number 4, Bernie at number 3, Joe Biden at 2, kind of in the order that they stand after the primaries last Tuesday. And Donald Trump continues to take most of the oxygen out of the room. He's the number 1 person in focus, discussion-wise, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. A review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Ariston. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797. The top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and see what's going on in the talk radio business. I invite you to do that every week, and we offer these lists as a service. You can find them printed at talkers.com as well. Number 10 item on the issue list this week is the number of tornadoes and what the impact was in Tennessee. Number 9, cutbacks at the Supreme Cannabis Company up in Canada. Jeff Sessions running for the Senate. Number 8. All kinds of focus on gun control because of the shootout at the beer company in Milwaukee. Number 6, the Supreme Court abortion case and the discussions around that. Number 5, Chris Matthews getting booted out at MSNBC. Number 4, conversation about health care reform as it relates to the presidential race, who gets what or who ought to get what. And pretty much all the rest of the focus here is on either the coronavirus or the presidential race. That's it. The hot items. Research done for the week of March 2nd to the 6th on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so George Norrie had a very interesting demographer on his program, and this fellow said that every 8 seconds, a millennial becomes a voting age. Most of them so dislike Trump, most of them lean to the left. This is, again, the words of the demographer. They register as independents. They can't vote in the primaries. So the bottom line, the conclusion here, is we have not seen their effect on the election yet. But by Election Day, there will be 24 million people who fit that description. And so the candidate that plays to them will probably win. And I don't know that I see Trump doing that unless I'm missing something. Is he, what is he doing to find the younger vote and to appeal to it? Generally?
I don't feel that Trump isn't at risk at all any more than he was last week. I think we're down to two big candidates that are going to battle it out, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Michigan will be a litmus test to see who comes out on top. I think if Joe Biden can win Michigan, then it'll be clear sailing for him to get the nomination. If Bernie puts up a fight, then it might stay closer onto the convention.
I think he's on the ropes with the Warren.
Oh, 100%.
I think Warren's going to support Biden, not Joe.
But the idea is, are Bernie supporters going to show up and support Biden as the nominee? And I think no. And that's why I think a lot of conservatives...
I think it's going to depend on his VP pick, to be
honest.
Yeah.
I think the president actually is in a better position against Joe Biden than he is against Bernie Sanders, because people who don't like Trump would go out and vote for Bernie even if they don't like Bernie. But I don't know if Bernie supporters go out and vote for Joe.
Well... But people who don't like Trump, who are moderate Republicans, will go for Joe. I mean, they already did.
I mean, that's the issue, they're already there.
It's not November yet. All right, ladies, good job. The DJVers, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, at 50 minutes past the hour.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us to review the last week's most important, the top five, in fact, items from the world of technology and how they affect you. Victoria Keelan is here to do that, starting at number five, which has us facing Facebook.
Facebook announced that it's starting to roll out a faster, smaller, and simpler version of their Messenger app for iPhone. And the new version of the app will load twice as fast, and it will only take up one quarter of the size of the amount of data on your phone. So that's actually a really good thing, to have less storage is being sucked up by this app. In a Facebook post, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that once you have the new version, that he said it should feel much faster and much more responsive compared to other apps that you use to chat. And so if you're opening up the app multiple times a day, which a lot of people do to chat with friends, then every second that you don't have to spend waiting for the chat to, you know, to catch up, it will definitely feel faster and sleeker. And I think they're getting rid of a lot of, like, the cartoon emojis. And there was a lot of junk in that app that no one needs. So I think he said that they basically stripped it all down and made it a much cleaner version. So that is going to be rolling out in the next few weeks.
All right. Number four is a focus on the New York City Council that's considering a crackdown on what?
Yeah, this is starting in New York City, but this is going to be something that's going to spread across the country. The City Council in New York wants to crack down on delivery app fees. And this legislation is going to limit the fees that restaurants and bars pay to third-party apps like Grubhub, Seamless, and Uber Eats. And those charges would now be capped at 10%, and delivery companies would also need a license in New York City. Apparently, this is really hurting the restaurant business, and delivery companies would also be required to tell customers what fees are being paid by the restaurant. And the New York Times did a casual investigation into this, and one of the tech writers ordered a turkey sandwich, or it's something basic for lunch, and he ordered it from different restaurants and then used the different meal delivery services, and he found that Uber Eats can cost you 91% more than if you actually went to the restaurant and ate the same sandwich. So just think about it. I know it is convenient, and we like having delivery, but all of these, Postmates was a 63% markup, DoorDash was 46%, and Grubhub was a 25% markup. So it can bust your budget, so just keep that in mind next time you order
a budget
delivery.
Buster, yep. All right, number three here this week as we work toward number one, an Apple settlement. And you're all going to get rich on this one, it looks like, Victoria.
Oh, yeah, $25 richer. So that's exactly what iPhone users are going to get from this is a $500 million settlement of a class action lawsuit. This is Apple's decision to throttle the performance of iPhones with degraded batteries. Now, if you had back before December 21st of 2017, if you had an iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, 7, 7 Plus, or SE, then you are eligible for this whopping $25 compensation. And essentially, Apple was found guilty. The phones would start out brand new. They would be fine. And then very quickly, sometimes within only a few months, the battery would just drain for no reason. The phones would turn off for no reason. So, and essentially, Apple was trying to push people into the newer models, which I understand, but, you know, at the same time, you can't rip people off like this. And that's exactly what they did.
Yep, the good old American way.
Yep.
Number two, Amazon is trying to stop the coronavirus. How?
Well, speaking of ripping people off, yeah, Amazon says they've blocked over 1 million products from being sold after they made not only misleading claims about being able to cure or prevent COVID-19, which is the coronavirus, but they also are dealing with major price gouging. And they have removed tens of thousands of quote-unquote deals due to the price gouging. Sellers are charging much higher prices for all kinds of things, hand sanitizer, toilet paper. The biggest one were those face masks, which are now pretty much sold out. But they had a 10-pack of the N95 face mask, $20, where normally a 10-pack is only $40. So the price gouging was crazy. And it's not just against Amazon's policy to prevent price gouging, but this is actually against the law in most states. So I'm happy to hear that Amazon was doing the right thing and cracking down, because it's important.
Number one this week is a focus on your smartphone and all the germs that are on it.
Yep, the smartphone is the dirtiest thing that we touch our faces to and carry around all day. The best thing you can do is, without ruining your screen, do not put alcohol directly on the screen. Don't put peroxide, nothing like that. Google and Apple say soap and water is okay, but the best thing to do is get a screen protector that's made of glass, and then you can use rubbing alcohol and really get all the germs off.
Top five items from the world of technology. At your service, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. part of the tough and ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. California's governor and Oakland's mayor reassuring the public none of the passengers from the ship carrying 3,500 people with at least 21 cases of coronavirus will be released into the public before they all undergo a 14-day quarantine. Grand Princess expected to dock in the East San Francisco Bay tomorrow. Governor Gavin Newsom says those who need acute medical care or hospitalization will come off first in a process that could take up to 3 days. A prominent Episcopal Christ Church, Georgetown in Washington, suspending all activities after one of its senior leaders became the first person in the nation's capital to test positive. And the coronavirus has taken its toll on the financial markets, but President Trump believes things will turn around.
I think financial markets will bounce back as soon as this really bounces back. Don't forget, they're down probably 10 or 11% from, you know, where they were, but they were up 70%.
Meanwhile, Keith Peters reports the White House may defer taxes for industries affected.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump is considering timely and targeted deferral of taxes for industries hit hard by the coronavirus. The move came as fears are mounting over the growing impact the virus is having on the global economy. Possible beneficiaries of the new action may be cruise, airline, and travel businesses.
You know, the primary contest on Tuesday, among the six states taking part, Missouri, where Joe Biden stumped this weekend, telling a crowd in St. Louis that he's confident his campaign will turn out the votes.
You know, Senator Sanders likes to say he'll need a record turnout to defeat Donald Trump. He's right. And we're the campaign that's going to do that record turnout.
Also heading to the polls Tuesday, Michigan, Idaho, Mississippi, North Dakota, and Washington. 352 delegates up for grabs by the presidential contenders. Asian stock markets plunged Monday after global oil prices nosedived on worries the global economy weakened by the virus outbreak. More at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Around 70 people have been trapped in the rubble of a hotel in southeastern China that was being used to monitor people who had contact with coronavirus patients. No immediate reports of any deaths.
This is the sound of rescue workers desperately searching amongst the wreckage of the Qingjia Express Hotel in Fujian province. So far, dozens have been rescued as volunteers worked through the night with flashlights climbing over debris. Outside the 80-room collapsed hotel, rubble could be seen piled on cars. Whilst the reason for the collapse is unknown, an unidentified hotel employee told the media that the owner had carried out foundation-related construction before the disaster. I'm Karen Chamas.
Indian authorities temporarily revoked a ban on social media sites and restored full internet access in disputed Kashmir for 2 weeks, 7 months after they stripped the rest of the region of its statehood. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Iditarod Trail sled dog race underway in Alaska. Nearly 1,000 miles of unforgiving snowy terrain crossing two mountain ranges, the frozen Yukon River and the Bering Sea coast. Here's Julie Walker.
While the official race began in Willow, the ceremonial start was held 50 miles away on Saturday in Anchorage. That's where fans got to cheer on and pet some of the more than 800 dogs in town for the event. Iditarod defending champ Pete Kaiser says competition is stiff, but he thinks his chances are good.
There's a lot of good teams, you know, but I like my team for sure. It's a really good team, almost the same dogs as last year. Few new ones that are really good.
Meanwhile, PETA is protesting, claiming more than 150 dogs have died since the race began in 1973. The Iditarod disputes the number but won't give its own count to the AP. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob at Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Actual mileage may vary.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week, the week of March 2nd to the 6th. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to the man who's in the know and on the go. I feel like I should be doing some poetry, you know, Michael. Michael Harrison, in the know, on the go, on the Countdown Show. How do you like that? Maybe we should
get those jingle singers while it's fresh.
In the know,
on the go. It's the Talk Radio Show. Countdown
show.
We're not doing very well.
Let's get into this. Okay.
You know, it's number 10. We have the Tennessee tornadoes, and we have homelessness. And they're connected in one way, is that the tornadoes have created some homelessness. But the real situation with homelessness is it's becoming intolerable in many places. It's filthy. It's disgusting. And now that we have a coronavirus, it's becoming a place where the virus can fester. A very big problem. The homelessness problem and the coronavirus together is creating a disaster. At number 9, cannabis industry cutbacks. It seems that it grew too fast, too quickly, and now it's people are losing jobs. Pink slips and pot stocks are a little shaky, but that doesn't mean the future isn't bright. Experts have high, if you'll pardon the expression, hopes that it'll do well. At number 8, Jeff Sessions' Senate bid. At number 7, immigration reform and gun control. At number 6, the Supreme Court abortion case, and that's tied with Roe v. Wade. Number 5, Chris Matthews out at MSNBC, and that's tied with the Me Too movement, and there's a little bit of Me Too in that one. At number 4, health care reform, climate change, and race relations. At number 3, the financial markets and the Feds cut the interest rates, I think, 0.5%, and that's significant. I don't fully understand why, but they say it might help in the battle against the uncertainty caused by the coronavirus on the economic front. The coronavirus is number 2, and number 1 is the presidential race, highlighted by Super Tuesday, which seems ages ago here on the weekend. the coronavirus and the presidential race dominate the conversation.
Yeah, right. There's not much else there is getting everybody's attention for sure. Yeah.
You want the people?
Please.
Okay, we have Jeff Sessions at 10. At number 9, Chuck Schumer and John Roberts. They've been going at it. At number 8, Chris Matthews. Number 7, Jerome Powell from the Fed. Mike Pence at 6. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at 5. She's just always talked about. At number 4, Mike Bloomberg, Pete Buttigieg, and Amy Klobuchar. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Boy, I thought that. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren at number 3. Biden at 2 and Trump at 1. And there you go.
All right. So our attention, it seems to me, I think you've just underscored what our attention ought to be for most of the hour. Although we ought to start with Chris Matthews. I remember a talker's convention, as a matter of fact, where he was early on when he was just getting started. He was still a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. And I sat next to him. And I thought to myself, ooh, what an arrogant SOB. you remember that? It was like 20 years ago or something.
I don't remember that incident. I do remember crossing paths with him here and there, and I have to admit my impression of him was that he was arrogant. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but does that play into what happened? Apparently he's been doing this for a long time. So is it just with some of these corporations, they just go so far with somebody and they just say, okay, enough, we're done with it, see you
later? Great question as to what's the real story behind these things. And you know, in the case of Chris Matthews, I think it's a matter of enough is enough. Mm-hmm. The two things happened this past week that kind of a 1-2 punch that perhaps the brass at NBC said, let's get rid of this guy. One was he made a ridiculous remark on the air comparing Bernie Sanders' victory in Nevada with Hitler's marching across France in World War II.
Am I reading this the right thing here? Is this guy completely out of his mind?
That's more than a gaffe. That's just bad judgment.
Yeah.
It's just bad, very bad. He apologized for that. He got away with it, it seemed. And then another out of a series of women, high-profile women, complained about him with his compliments. And, you know, how come I haven't fallen in love with you? And, you know, you look at that dress.
Have you looked in the mirror lately?
You know, it's like, you know, okay. So he's out of step with that, and he resigned. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, he was resigned. You know,
exactly.
They forced him. Yeah, they forced him out.
Yeah.
That's it, you know.
So how do we, how do they find, you know, a lot of the people that are doing that stuff, like Rachel Maddow, who I believe, even though you, whether you agree with her or disagree with her, I believe she's quite a credible host. She started on the radio. Matter of fact, didn't she start on the left that network?
Before that. She was on Air America as one of the secondary characters. She was the stars were Franken and Gene Garofalo.
And then you had
the third stringer was Dusty Rhodes. And then the fourth stringer was Rachel Maddow from a little radio station in my neck of the woods in the Springfield, Massachusetts area, but not even a Springfield station. There's a well-known town where Smith College is called Northampton, Massachusetts.
Yep.
And they have a very nice little radio station there that serves that community. And that's where she was when they grabbed her for Air America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the rest is history. She went on to be, of all of them, she's the serious player.
Right. She deserves the attention, accolades.
She's very good.
Smart. She's good at it. Presents herself well.
Yeah. Unique.
Yeah. You know? I wish that she... Well, I honestly wish we had more people from the so-called left on the air. Because if nothing else, whether you agree with them or you disagree with them, it makes for more interesting radio. That's all. I'd like to have...
Well, it makes for a better radio. It makes for a better radio industry. And I'm not saying that conservative stations or conservative hosts should suddenly become liberal. I'm saying there are so many radio stations out there that are programming nothing that they could build audiences in different areas of the spoken word spectrum. That's all.
Let's face it. Behind the scenes, and I don't think we mentioned this, when Rush Limbaugh announced that he had stage 4 lung cancer. There's nobody who knows anything about medicine that thinks that that's he's not going to have a rough time working his way through. He looked kind of frail the night that he was on Get the Medal of Freedom.
And yeah, State of the Union.
Yeah, a lot of the people behind the scenes that run radio stations and groups are saying, uh-oh, what are we going to do now? What happens when Limbaugh, even if he wasn't sick, sooner or later, Limbaugh is going to hit the road. There are all these rumors about Sean wanting to run for the Senate as soon as his kids get out of school. He's made a lot of money in radio and TV, wants to go to Florida, run for the Senate. And Glenn Beck's not really that much of a factor anymore. So where are the people that lead this talk radio industry going forward? You've got to have been asked that 100 times, if not more, in the last couple of weeks, haven't you?
I'm always asked that. And, my answer to that is, talent emerges. There are people out there. I don't want to go through names because I don't want to, as the publisher of Talkers, annoy people right now.
Yeah.
But there are, when people move out, new ones come in. And I'm optimistic that there'll always be a place in the media for talk shows.
I do. I agree with that. Yeah, there will be. Absolutely.
Right, right.
Maybe it broadens a little bit, and there's a little more. It was like back in the 70s when we had the full-service shows. It was even what I was recalling earlier, my experiences when I first got started doing talk in the mid-70s, and the requirement was if you had a controversial issue, the fairness doctrine required that you have people from, or at least a discussion of both sides of the issue. Otherwise, you're in big trouble.
Exactly.
Can you imagine if that had not gone away?
We wouldn't have had the modern era of talk radio because it was too nebulous. It was too murky. So rather than comply with that murky law, stations did the opposite, and they didn't talk about politics or anything controversial because it's very hard to measure points of view. There are usually two points of view on each side. Look at the battle going on right now among the Democrats between Bernie and Biden. Well, they're on the same side, and the schism is severe.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? Who do you put on if you
learn
have Biden?
A lesson? What you do with it is you learn a huge lesson. That's what you do with it, I think, anyway. There's a huge... lesson to be learned.
Yeah, and that existed back in 2016 when the conservatives were split. Trump was not a shoo-in They didn't want him when they realized he was serious.
Yeah. I don't think he realized he was serious until he looked at himself and went, wait a minute, this could be... I think he just went into it as a lark, frankly, don't you? When he started on...
I think there's the possibility of that. I think he's a complicated man, and I think part of him did it for promotion of his brand and his ego. And I think part of him really wanted to be president.
Yeah.
Because if you look back at speeches and YouTube appearances by Trump in the media, going back a long way, he was mouthing off on major issues, and it was broached. Would you ever run for president? Well, I don't know. So this didn't come out of nowhere,
Well, he and Bloomberg appeared on the same stage more than once, and that was a focus. Would either of you guys consider running for president? Which I find very amusing when you look back at the history of those two guys in New York City and how they were, they were marching in the same direction. Interesting to see let's get into that when we talk about the presidential race, what's going to happen with some of the splinter movements and the money, et cetera, et cetera. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how you can lose weight and keep it off, please. A weekly reminder from me here on this program. It's a daily reminder on my DJV program and other shows that I do because this is a far-reaching concept. So many people are so unhappy with their bodies, they want to lose weight. What they don't do is modify the way they eat, the way they perhaps might, so they rely on some things that are not very natural to shed their weight. Diet pills, big, diets themselves, liposuction. It's really, across the board, all kinds of radical ways to lose weight. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV to save $10 off on every bottle, and I think free shipping goes with that. Check it out at Calitrin.com. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that, too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment or review and subscribe.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here. Happy. I enjoy this time with Michael. He and I are pals. We enjoy, you know, it's like people think, oh, these guys must be great friends. They must talk all the time. We probably only talk when we're doing this program. That's about it because we're all off in our own little corner doing our thing. Michael has done, and I don't say this to make it sound like it's silly, but he has done a service for this industry that nobody else has. Nobody else has been able to. Nobody else is focused on it. And it's become quite the domain. If you go to talkers.com, you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, everything you want to know about the hosts. When the Heavy 100 list comes out, there'll be all kinds of info about lots of hosts around the country, some of whom you will be familiar with, some of them you may not be. But people gravitate to this because there's so much going on in this field of conversation radio. I noted with interest, we were just talking off the air about, and this is what sort of got me to thinking about this, that I was talking about being on a Wichita radio station. There's a new podcast. Now, it's interesting because you're doing a podcast, and I haven't really focused on it. I think we ought to a little bit. And this program is available as a podcast, too, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Most people want to listen to the whole thing, though, not the podcast. But there's a new Wichita show that's a pretty good example of conversations that are ready for a podcast. And it is about it's a focus on local retailing and that kind of stuff. I bring it up only because there is so much podcasting now, and I'm wondering how you decide to cover podcasts at Talkers because it's such a it could be all encompassing. Certainly, the announcement made by Tesla this week, they're not going to put radios in their cars anymore. You know, what are you going to do? Listen to podcasts, listen to stuff from TuneIn or whatever it is, but yeah, this is pretty significant changing of the guard, do you think?
Well, I mean, the question is, what is the definition of radio?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah. that's a major rhetorical question that we could talk about for hours, but I'm not quite sure what you're asking me.
Whether podcasting is going to, do we need to, those of us who are interested in staying in the business, do we need to have a podcast? You review a Talkers, various podcasters in connection to what they do for talk radio.
I don't think so. I don't think people need to have a podcast, but it's a nice thing to have. Mm-hmm. It's a nice thing to have because it's so easy to do. And if you have something to say, it's a great way to be able to have an adjunct to your other media work in a podcast or just be a podcaster. If you really have something to say and you really have a target audience that wants to hear what you have to say, then it could be very lucrative. If you just want to, you know, package garbage and put it out there, there's plenty of opportunity to do that as well.
What was the impetus for you doing the Michael Harrison interview, which is a podcast, mhinterview.com? Why?
Why? Because one, I enjoy doing interviews. It became another way that we could have an audio feature in Talkers that would expand our media station status. That Talkers is a media station as well as a magazine, and I was supportive of my friend Norm Pattis, who started Podcast One. Frankly,
yeah.
We go back
right.
All the way. I was involved with him when they started Westwood One. He said, "You want to do a podcast on my platform?" And I said, "Sure, why not?" He said, "You're a great interviewer," which I appreciated. I seem to have a knack for that. So
yep.
it's another way for me to express myself. But I would not ever think of that being my main way of reaching people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a supplement.
All right, so here's what I want to discuss when we come back again. The next half hour, we'll start with a focus on whether or not radio helped any or all of the contestants in the primary on Tuesday. Did it help Joe Biden? Did it help Michael Bloomberg? Did it help? How did they use radio effectively, whether advertising, with interviews, that sort of thing? How helpful can talk radio be to the future of some of these important politicians? That's next up here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Redding's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45's live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to reddingkia.com.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, including massage, nail care, and lash extensions. Wind River Spa. Spend an hour or spend the day with us. Featuring farmhouse fresh products and PCA skin products, we are the only spa in Redding that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment at windriverspa.com. Relaxation. Wind River Spa.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dacus.
The Arizona State Legislature is considering a bill which would prevent transgenders from participating on interscholastic teams that do not match their biological sex. You see, this bill creates fairness in women's sports. It also aligns with the federal mandates in the Title IX Civil Rights Code, which was partially enacted to protect the equal opportunities for girls in sports. Now, girls who've trained for years are being denied fair competitions simply because of biological boys claiming to have a mental condition, gender identity dysphoria. Have compassion for those boys, but not at the expense of unfairness for girls wishing to compete.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back again on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The first week of March is our focus. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers. Find the list at talkers.com. I had reached out to try to get Michael, and I know I will, isn't it? I tried to get him to think about it, but I wanted him to sort of put into perspective for all of you how various candidates, I was thinking of the people who won, And did they win because they were interviewed well, because they bought radio advertising? You got Biden, you got Bernie, you had the killer bees. You got Bloomberg, Biden, and I don't know how much Buttigieg. The others. And Buttigieg, did he use a lot of radio effectively? He was a good interview, though, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a good interview, and he did a lot of interviews. One of the things that made Buttigieg a big candidate from really nowhere was his willingness to do interviews, whereas some of the bigger candidates are more hesitant to do interviews unless they have control over it or unless it's a gigantic platform. You may remember back in the 90s, during the years of the beginning of the modern era of talk radio, when talk radio was booming all over the place and it was fresh and young and new, and presidential candidates and presidents were everywhere. You could, to be in the talk radio business, even on a small station, you wound up getting to know a lot of the major political players. And over the years, that has kind of stopped.
I remember when Bush, though, came to your convention. I was going to say our convention, your convention.
Well, it's yours.
When he was running the first time around in 2000, and how... I just kind of remember him walking into the room, and he had that big smile, and he didn't quite know what he was facing. I don't think he did, anyway. But he
did a good job. He was very smart. He gave a good speech. He was funny. I got to hang with him for a couple of hours and got to know him, in a way you don't know somebody when you only see them on television. But we're all over the place on this. Let's just say that the media has changed, and in 2020... talk radio has a tremendous impact on local politics, where there are local hosts, and local communities still listen to the local news talk shows for input, and it has a lot of influence in that arena, because newspapers are drying up and not as influential as they used to be, because newspapers are more partisan than they used to be. Newspapers were far more left and right, Democrat and Republican. They aimed toward a certain constituency, but they were much more effective at trying to be objective. Today they're just as, targeted as radio and TV channels are. That being said, I think that it's more of a mix. I think that television, the major networks, dominate the political conversation in America. I think that Fox News has enormous influence. I think CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, I think these are where the action is. And I think that talk radio feeds into that. Big shows like Rush, Hannity, But they're so targeted now that they have more impact, I think, in the primaries than they do in the general elections.
All right. So let's take a case in point. George Norrie does arguably the most popular overnight show in the country. I think we can all agree on that. And on his program after the election, he had a demographer on that told the audience that every 8 seconds... a millennial became a voting age. And most of them don't like Trump. Most of them lean to the left. But the largest group of them register as independents. And so unless they declare themselves, they can't vote in the primaries, and didn't. And that may have been one of Bernie's problems. Who knows? So we haven't yet seen their effect, this fellow was saying, on the election. By the time Election Day rolls around this fall, there will be 24 million of them. And the candidate, this fellow, contended that played to them would take home the prize. What do you think of that? And George is good at getting people on like that and get into something penetrating, and they can spend some time talking about it. But that's a pretty interesting and powerful statement, don't you think?
Well, there's a lot of concern, not meaning worry, but just interest, that the changing demographics and that the younger voters coming into the electorate will move the country toward a liberal and possibly even socialistic agenda. We're seeing that with the support that Bernie Sanders has, whether he gets the nomination or not. You've got to admit he has major league support, and it's ironic that this old gentleman has such support among the young. So we've seen that before, that, you know, just because what age or gender you are doesn't necessarily translate into that same age or gender voting for you. That being said, the big problem facing this particular movement you describe is that there's a tendency among young people not to turn out to vote. They may express in a poll how they feel. They may have demonstrations on campus and all kinds of stuff. But when push comes to shove, it's the older folks that show up at the polls. And if anything we've learned in the recent elections, the key to winning, the key to winning is voter turnout, not necessarily voter sentiment. Voter turnout. One of the reasons Hillary didn't win is because a lot of the Sanders supporters, a lot of the young people, didn't come out and vote for her. She would have won.
Well,
had it been
she actually did win, but the Electoral College kept her from claiming.
Well, what I mean
prize.
Is, she would have won the Electoral College.
Yeah,
she would have
right.
won the Electoral College. Yeah, in some of the places where Trump won the Electoral College vote for states, she should have and possibly could have won those states. Mm. Either way, Electoral College or not, younger people would have more influence if they showed up at the polls. But they don't, at least not yet.
All right, so let's carry one of these suggestive side topics up to the front for a minute, and that is the discussion about the Electoral College. The righties absolutely want to keep the Electoral College because if you maneuver it correctly, they win. I don't know why the Democrats couldn't do that as well. Whoever maneuvers it wins. But to me, the discussion that I've had on the air and had a lot of controversy around it is it's not fair because every person's vote doesn't count. And you can see that even multiplied by the current system of primaries, which are spread all over the place. But by the time you get to the last group of, and I had a list here, the last group of primaries is not until May and June. And at that time, why bother to vote at all? Because they've already decided the hierarchy, who's going to be
the hierarchy can't control it if the people vote, as was evidenced by the hierarchy not wanting Trump. And Trump won because the
but
primaries.
But you know what I'm saying. At the end of the day, the primaries ought to be on the same day to give everybody a fair shot. At least that's I say that, and I wonder
that's,
what
that's,
you think.
That's, I think that's a valid point of view, but there's another point of view that gives people a chance to see the candidates in action over a period of time, to see how they handle themselves through adversity, to have certain places where they have to meet the people in the streets and at coffee shops, such as in New Hampshire and in Iowa.
They've been doing it. You mark my words. The day after the election in November, there are going to be people in New Hampshire who want to win 4 years from now.
Yeah. The argument over primaries, how they're done, and the Electoral College, I mean, there's every argument in the world. My personal feeling is if the Democrats were suddenly winning through the Electoral College, the Republicans would be against it.
Yeah.
I think it's totally partisan. My personal feeling is the Electoral College is an abysmal mistake.
Oh, yeah, I
that's agree. My that's my view personally.
Very un-American. Very un-American.
But some people have all of these species arguments that it's important. There's no one. The small states won't get any attention. They don't get any attention now. It's crazy. Of course, states that have. Why can't people understand? Don't get me started. Why can't people understand that the politicians are going to go to the population centers? Mm-hmm. Whether it's electoral votes or whether it's popular vote, that there's going to be more campaigning in California and Texas and New York and Pennsylvania and Florida, the places where, Illinois, where there are large populations. It's ridiculous. I remember Richard Nixon back when he went against Kennedy. He made a stupid promise. He said, I am going to campaign in every one of the 50 states. And I think he did that, and he lost the election because he wasted a lot of time to make a point when, in fact, strategic campaigning geographically where the population centers are, whether there's an electoral college or not, is the key to winning the election. And I just think the whole argument's stupid. Sorry I went off on a soapbox, but that's the way I feel. We're going to get a lot of letters from people saying, oh, you're a liberal. It has nothing to do with liberal or conservative. That's just people seeking victory at the expense of truth because the Republicans think somehow the electoral college favors them because the last two times we've had the popular vote go against the Electoral College, it fell to the benefit of a Republican, but it could just as easily gone the other way.
Absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. All right. Okay, next up, the coronavirus. We'll be talking about that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and see what's going on in the Talk Radio business. I invite you to do that every week, and we offer these lists as a service. You can find them printed at talkers.com as well. Number 10 item, and the issue list this week is the number of tornadoes and what the impact was in Tennessee. Number 9, cutbacks at the Supreme Cannabis Company up in Canada. Jeff Sessions running for the Senate. Number 8, all kinds of focus on gun control because of the shootout at the beer company in Milwaukee. Number 6, the Supreme Court abortion case and the discussions around that. Number 5, Chris Matthews getting booted out at MSNBC. Number 4, conversation about health care reform as it relates to the presidential race, who gets what or who ought to get what. And pretty much all the rest of the focus here is on either the coronavirus or the presidential race. That's it. The hot items. Research done for the week of March 2nd to the 6th on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/marchprintdeals for details.
I'm Doug Steffen here with a look at the people list. Let's put this together so we have the official list in case we don't get to it sort of in a formal way during our several hours of discussion. At number 10 in the people list, Jeff Sessions running for the Senate race in his old state. Chuck Schumer, number 9, in his nonsense when it comes to the Supreme Court. Chris Matthews at 8 for obvious reasons. Jerome Powell is at 7. Mike Pence at 6. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 5, the comment she made about Bernie Sanders and the outcome of the primaries. Michael Bloomberg at number 4, Bernie at number 3, Joe Biden at 2, kind of in the order that they stand after the primaries last Tuesday. And Donald Trump continues to take most of the oxygen out of the room. He's the number 1 person in focus, discussion-wise, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. A review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back to the, for the moment anyway, the coronavirus and all the things that have been said on both sides. This is a political football, but there it goes deeper than that to the news media itself. And I'm wondering if talk radio isn't playing into the hands of the news media, alarming people when there ought not to be the kind of alarm that we, this is my own read on it. I think the way this is being played is ridiculous, frankly, and the fear that's being instilled in people for no really good, solid reason. People aren't dying like flies. And look at the number of people who are dying from the regular flu. So far this year, almost 13,000 Americans have died from the regular flu. Where's that headline? Mm. When there's six people dead in Washington, you'd think the world was coming to an end. So is talk radio playing into that, Michael?
I don't know. I think it's individual hosts and individuals play into it or not. Until we know how this thing is going to play out, we don't know if people are fear-mongering or whether they're just sounding a warning alarm that's accurate. It's like in Down, you know, on one. If it works out, he's a hero. If it doesn't work out, he's stupid. It's how the ball bounces. You know, if this coronavirus turns out to be, you know, to use the expression, a nothing burger, well, then Trump will look like a hero. And everybody will look like alarmists. But if this thing turns out to be a plague of some sort, well, then those who said, don't worry about it, will be looked at as blocking information that people needed to know.
All right, quick review. The MH interview this week at MHinterview.com. Who do we
Deborah
focus
Norville,
on?
Deborah Norville, the magnificent Deborah Norville. She just celebrated 25 years as a host
great.
Of Vince. Yeah, she's a very, very talented, intelligent television personality, and it was a pleasure talking
she's
to her.
She's down to earth as well. Mm-hmm. She gets what her position is. I think that there's a lot going for her. Yeah. So check that out at talkers.com and MHinterview.com. You may also be interested to read how Michael is going to pose questions to those of us who go to the annual Talkers Convention in New York, June 5th. Radio, it's a very provocative question. Can radio be saved? That's at talkers.com. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The Arizona State Legislature is considering a bill which would prevent transgenders from participating on interscholastic teams that do not match their biological sex. You see, this bill creates fairness in women's sports. It also aligns with the federal mandates in the Title IX Civil Rights Code, which was partially enacted to protect the equal opportunities for girls in sports. Now, girls who've trained for years are being denied fair competitions simply because of biological boys claiming to have a mental condition, gender identity dysphoria. Have compassion for those boys, but not at the expense of unfairness for girls wishing to compete.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
professor of law at Bentley University. He's also the founder of Scamicide.com. And I want to start, before we get into some of the legal issues and your thoughts about them, from the top 10 story list at Talkers Magazine. I want to talk about the scams that are costing people with the coronavirus. That's the number two issue this week on the countdown. Anyway, the business of fraud, the business of robocalls, the business of all this stuff, a lot of it's beginning to show up from India, in fact, Steve. And so, there's a lot of stuff around the virus that's horrifying.
Yeah, in particular, when you say scams coming from India, India is a country that always has done a lot of legitimate phone bank work, and when you call for customer service, they do a good job of it, and they work with American companies for this. But they also do a great job at scamming phone work, and they have phone banks there that are behind many scams, including the FBI and Indian law enforcement busted a huge call bank that was doing the IRS imposter scam, calling, telling people that they owed money that they didn't to the IRS. So, scams are international, and many of the ones that are phone related just do come from India. But the virus, the coronavirus, has spawned not just a wide panic around about many people, but a response from the scammers. So you are having things where people are getting, in particularly, they're getting emails and text messages with links and attachments, and these emails appear to be coming from the Center for Disease Control or the World Health Organization with important tips, critical tips, to protect you from coronavirus. None of them are legitimate. And if you click on those links or download those attachments, you're going to end up downloading malware, becoming a victim of fraud and identity theft. And there are also scammers out there who are luring people into buying stocks that the scammers have bought at a low price that they're going to sell at a high price, because you're going to build the price up as far as coronavirus and as far as buying masks online. There are a lot of scams there. The scammers are picking up on everything.
All right, so let's get to the coronavirus itself. There is such bad service being performed by a lot of hospitals. Are they in danger of being sued because of a lot of the people that are not getting the kind of services? What happens? How can you sue a hospital, or can you?
Well, there are levels, and I'm frankly surprised that there haven't been more lawsuits against hospitals for what should be basic kind of hygiene. And in fact, there have been a lot of studies in the medical community that have shown that hospitals just aren't really good at that very basic thing we keep being told in regard to the coronavirus, washing your hands, and staff that don't do that. The flip side of that coin is, I remember seeing a story about a hospital in the Baltimore area that did make a concerted effort in regards to just washing hands and staff doing that, and they had a much, much lower rate of problems. So I do think that you very well may see some claims of negligence against hospitals that are not doing what they should be doing, what they know they should be doing.
Number five this week, Chris Matthews gets fired at MSNBC. Did he get fired because they were worried about getting sued?
The timing of that certainly might have had something to do with it. The timing comes where there have been a few allegations, nowhere along the line of a Harvey Weinstein thing,
no,
but more along the line of inappropriate comments over the years that Chris Matthews has made to various women. And I don't know if that was behind it. It did seem like an awfully sudden stopping of his show after all of these years.
But they may be
connected.
The final thing, we've got about 30 seconds on the Supreme Court abortion case. Do people understand the legal impact of this?
I don't think they do, and I don't think they even understand there are two aspects to it. And one of them is whether indeed the restrictions that are in Louisiana are such that they place an undue burden upon someone in exercising their rights to an abortion. But perhaps even the biggest part of this case, which hasn't been talked much about, is the fact that it also deals with the standing issue. The cases are generally brought by abortion clinics and health care care providers. And there is a challenge saying that they are not interested parties. They should not be able to sue. The court in 1976 said they should, but this could change.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Something missing from the Democratic presidential race? No Secret Service protection.
At this point in the 2012 and 2016 presidential races, the leading candidates had Secret Service protection. However, neither Joe Biden nor Bernie Sanders is currently receiving protection because the agency says no one has asked for it. In a statement, the Secret Service said candidates must formally request protection through the Department of Homeland Security. By statute, the Secret Service protects the President and Vice President and their families, as well as some other senior government officials. It is also authorized to provide protection to major party presidential candidates. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Ted Cruz and Congressman Paul Gosar are isolating themselves after determining they had contact at the CPAC conference a couple of weeks ago with a man who tested positive for coronavirus. Cruz said he had brief contact nearly 2 weeks ago, and he's going to spend the next few days at his home in Texas until a full 14 days has passed since their interaction. Gosar said he sustained contact with the man, and he and three members of his senior staff are under self-quarantine. The office of the Arizona Republican will be closed for the week. All Florida schools could soon have panic buttons in place.
2 years after the Parkland school shootings, Florida lawmakers are close to sending Governor Ron DeSantis legislation requiring panic buttons at schools. The system would help schools more quickly summon help during life-threatening emergencies. On Friday, the Senate unanimously approved a bill dubbed Alicia's Law for one of the slain students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. The House was also poised to approve the bill but did not take up the measure Friday. If signed into law, the bill would establish an electronic link between schools, law enforcement, and other first responders. New Jersey put in place a similar system last year. Keith Peters reporting.
Meanwhile, the families of people killed when a missile shot down Malaysia Airlines are protesting outside the Russian embassy Sunday. This is townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
President Emmanuel Macron's government has survived two no-confidence votes, allowing it to plow ahead with divisive changes to the retirement system.
Thousands of people took to the streets of Paris and other French cities last week to denounce the pension plans. They fear the plans will force people to work longer for less money. The demonstrations follow the government's recent decision to use a constitutional power that allows the bill to pass in the National Assembly without a vote.
Jeremy House reporting. Opposition lawmakers from the left and right called the non-confidence votes against Macron's centrist government, but they both failed because Macron's party has a large majority. Saudi Arabia's King Salman shown in a state media Sunday in apparent good health and working just days after the arrest of two senior princes triggered speculation about a possible coup attempt or a sudden deterioration in the king's health. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An oil pipeline beneath the area linking Lakes Huron and Michigan is nearing a reality.
Despite pending legal challenges, Enbridge Incorporated has announced it's taken its first steps to build a disputed oil pipeline tunnel beneath the channel that links the two Great Lakes. The Canadian company wants to begin construction work next year on the tunnel, which would replace twin pipes that have lain across the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac in northern Michigan since 1953. George Bonzani reporting.
Twitter starting to test tweets that disappear after 24 hours, although initially testing only in Brazil. The company says the ephemeral tweets, which they call fleets because of their fleeting nature, are designed to allay the concerns of new users who might be turned off by the public and permanent nature of normal tweets. Fleets can't be retweeted, and they won't have likes. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
CareNet Pregnancy Center, a faith-based medical facility in Shasta County, will hold their annual 5K fun run and walk at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay on Saturday, April 18th. The Knights of Columbus will provide a pancake breakfast. CareNet receives no government funds. They're completely supported by listeners like you. For more information or to register, visit carenetreading.org. Life, it's worth running for.
Actual miles may vary.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Page one of our countdown review for the week. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the members of my DJV team to discuss the items that are in the top 10 as far as stories are concerned from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine and also the people on the list. And I, every week, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with me. We'll bring Kara Schillen in as well as we can. The essence of the meat and potatoes behind these stories, what we've talked about, what others have talked about from our research, the things that seem to be top of mind. I don't think there's any heavy lifting this week. The two items at the top have to do with the coronavirus and the presidential race, the results of Super Tuesday, and reviewing things that have been said on both sides. Victoria's on one side of the street politically, Jennifer's on the other side, but we are... Excuse me. In my opinion, my humble opinion, having been a radio host for well over 50 years and doing talk radio since 1974, in the era when it was a different, there was a different realm. Back in the 70s, we were required to present equal. If we would say something on the air, interviewed someone who had one point of view, we were required by the federal government to put somebody else on or to have a discussion of the issue from another point of view so that both sides would be presented. That's been ingrained. Well, it is gone, but it's not gone here. That's been always how I've presented things. Maybe it's because I'm a relic from that era, and most of the other people on the air today are not from that era. So, I don't know, whatever it is. And the important thing is that there are two sides to every coin, to every story, to every issue. And so some of these things, the matter-of-fact stuff like the tornadoes in Tennessee, number 10 this week, there isn't much, there's not an A side or a B side to that. The number of people who were killed, the harshness of the attack, you almost personalize it. You know, when you look at some of the stories that come out of situations like this.
It seemed to take a lot of people off guard, and I think it happened quickly, and even though there were weather warnings and sirens because it happened so late at night.
Number 9 this week is a focus on cannabis and the way the federal government here and what's gone on in Canada have been affected by or are affected by the black market. I mean, that's the story behind the story here. The black market in states like California is so powerful that it's getting in the way of people who want to do this the right way. And there are a lot of people.
Legal weed is totally failing in California. It's just it's not working.
No.
And that's because everybody before, the law enforcement didn't really pay much attention to it.
No.
And it was already legal for medical purposes. So people who were using marijuana, a new law is not going to make someone like me who doesn't use marijuana go out and use marijuana. It's just not. I think maybe there's a small percentage of the population that feels like a new law is going to make them do that. But the people who were using either have a dealer, were growing it themselves, or already had a medical card, and that hasn't changed. They haven't changed their habits.
How much, Jennifer's in California, Victoria's in New Jersey, how much more usage do you feel? I mean, I guess, is New Jersey having both recreational and medical, or is it just medical? I've forgotten where New Jersey is.
Medical. You know what? Medical, it's not recreational yet, for sure. Medical it is, but it took a long time to even get to the medical point, and New York has been the same way, and it's weird because they're considered to be two progressive states, and they've been really dragging their feet on moving forward with this, so I'm not really sure if, and Governor Murphy he's a Democrat, but he's not super, super left. And I think that maybe he is the stumbling block behind, you know, not making it recreational, I think.
It's very hard.
He has not come out in big favor of it. Medical, yes, but not, you know, recreational.
Well, the thing that is clouding this, if you'll pardon my pun, because I'm pretty knowledgeable now. I have not been because I've never used this stuff, never would because I can't stand the smell of it. But I am going to grow it on my farm. And so that's allowed me or encouraged me or enabled me to look at this stuff much more carefully than has been the case before. I'm for people doing what they want to do, as long as they don't hurt somebody else. And that's kind of the place where cannabis falls for me. You want to do it, don't do it around me. But if you want to do it, it's not my business, in essence. And I think the difference here and why, other than in states like California where it's out of control, the black market's been out of control, what we're not seeing here, at least on the surface, is how much Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, and pretty much every big drug company in the country want to be in and control this market. So behind the scenes, what they're doing is they're diddling with the politicians who will make the ultimate decision as to when it's federalized or legalized across the country, and they don't want it to become legalized until they can position themselves in a way so that they can control it. And that's kind of really what's going on here. Whether you see it or understand it that way, that's what's going on. Even in hemp, where the public is saying, demanding, screaming, in fact, for things like CBD oil to become stuff they can purchase everywhere without guilt or worry. In Massachusetts, the whole law was changed a year or so ago, so you can't get it from a local source, but you can get it online. And that's the crazy part of this. And it was obvious who was controlling that vote, the drug companies. So, anyway, that's number 9 this week. You know, we didn't talk about this on the DJV show. I meant to ask you both about Jeff Sessions and how he did on the primary day. He didn't do as well as, I guess, some people. Isn't there kind of a, was kind of a tight race?
Well, he has to go to a runoff. I guess the way it works there is the two Republican candidates, you have to get a certain amount of the vote. And if you do, then you move just directly into the general election against the guy who's actually in his old seat, which is Doug Jones. He's a Democrat from the state. And so from what I could understand, there were a lot of Republicans in the race looking to be that Republican candidate. And so I think they did a lot of vote splitting. So Jeff Sessions was not able to get the full majority. He did come out in first place, though. He just has to go through a runoff, I think, before they get to the general.
So there's not much.
Was Trump's comment?
I didn't hear.
You're asking me, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I didn't hear Trump say anything about Jeff Sessions this time in regards to his race. But it's possible that it's been a busy few days. I was hearing Trump, though, most often talking about his new, the top contenders for the Democratic primary. Right. That's what I've heard a lot of. But
and he's got something to worry about now. We'll get to that when we get to the presidential race. Number seven. Immigration reform, and also it's sort of the same. It's sort of split with gun control. I think the gun control thing, more a focus on what happened at that Molson Brewery in Milwaukee, and once again, you know, who got the gun, how'd they get the gun, why did he shoot everything up, was it racist, was it, you know, pick your issue with gun control. But why do we even bother talking about it anymore? Nothing gets done. It's just nothing, zero. Gets done. So is it a waste of time to talk about it? Other than in a way to inform people, okay, this is what happened there, but what changes? What's different?
I never think that it's gun control that needs to be changed. I think it's people looking out in the workplace. I think it's people taking threats seriously, not being afraid to go, wait a second, this person's acting a little strange. Wait a second. And saying something. I think there's this big fear of people to just tunnel vision their way through their lives and not look next door and around the cubicle to see if there's a threat to themselves. And I think that's... It's the change in the way we think, because I believe it's mental illness that causes all these deaths, not the guns themselves. Guns just don't go off randomly.
But
you need someone to pull a trigger. You know, guns just don't go around killing people.
The easy access to guns for people who should have no business having a gun is part of the issue. Victoria, what do you think?
Well, I agree with everything you're saying, Doug. I mean, I'm not a gun owner, never will be, but you know, I believe people have a right to own a firearm.
Yeah, they do.
Be responsible, and I believe we need more background checks and a waiting period. And I think all of those things statistically, work. And so the laws on the books, I agree with Jen. I don't know that there really is anything more that we should put on the books or that needs to be. But I think that the process of eliminating guns in the hands of people who have mental illness. I think it's great that a lot of states are doing red flag laws, because that could have, that all started when we were talking about Florida and the Parkland shooting. And if the red flag law had been in place then, that kid would not have had a gun to shoot those kids at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. So
I think the question is, what is mentally ill? And that's what we need to – I would rather trust someone going, wow, that person doesn't look great, than to say broadly anybody who's on Lexapro shouldn't be allowed to have a gun. Because those people are considered mentally ill. Everybody who's on an antidepressant, me included, would probably be considered mentally ill.
I knew there was something about you.
But does that mean I'm not a responsible gun owner? No, I think I really am, and I trust my judgment with how I would use my firearm.
You carry your gun around in your pocketbook, right? Or you have the glove?
No, you can't in L.A. I actually follow the laws. I think concealed carry would be appropriate in L.A. County, but imagine that. I actually follow the laws like most gun owners. Mm-hmm. And that's what I agree with, there's no broad description of mental illness. That's why it relies on us, on our personal responsibility to say, wait a second, this does not seem right, and we need to do something.
Should a psych evaluation then be part of applying for a permit?
Yes.
Oh, why not?
Yeah. Why have a psych evaluation? Why not?
Well, if we're talking about mental illness, then easily a psych evaluation, someone would look at you and talk to you and know, you're a completely functioning adult.
I have
any of those shooter kids that we've talked about, none of them would pass a psych evaluation. None of them would.
Well, some of them would, actually, I think. It depends. I just don't want government being Big Brother, but I just come from California where we have, the strictest gun laws in the country. Hmm. We have the strictest gun laws in the country, and we still have mass shootings here just like everybody else. It is about who is pulling the trigger that we need to really think about and figure out how we address that in the best way possible. Do I think it's going to be broadly psych evaluations? No, but I think there's more that we can do.
All right,
well,
coming up next.
What else
should
we do then?
we're done, boys and girls. Girls. The next item of interest when we are next in your ear will be an understanding, discussion number six this week is that Supreme Court abortion case, which I must attest I don't understand what is really going on here. So we'll get to the bottom of that as we continue on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Here's something for you to review right now in your head. How are you doing when it comes to the Battle of the Bulge? Got that extra weight? Still want to shake it? Calitrin, available now. Calitrin.com. Make sure you use the discount code DJV. We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limit.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our Talk Radio review from this past week, we have the charts that are declared by the management, the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can also go to talkers.com, find this list every week, along with other things of note. If you're a big fan of this format, I'm guessing that you're listening to this program because you like to know what's going on in the world of talk radio. So we do this every week to put sort of things in perspective from different points of view. So the Supreme Court, number six this week, as we work toward number one, the abortion case that's there, the legal implications of it. I must say, as someone who usually shuns a discussion of Roe v. Wade or abortion because I find it, I kind of find it annoying, distasteful. I don't find most of the, on either side, most of the arguments to change anybody's, my position, or, you know, I just don't find it very educational. But what is
this wasn't about abortion, actually. The story that came from this is not really about the abortion argument.
Okay, so explain, please.
So the Supreme Court has this abortion decision in front of them that they're reviewing, and there was an abortion rally in front of the Capitol earlier in the week. Yeah. And at that rally, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate, went to the podium and was all fired up, as many of the people who were out there speaking were pretty angry and yelling and doing all this. And he said, quote, "I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the world these awful decisions." And he turned to look at the Supreme Court building. He went on to say, "The bottom line is very simple. We will stand with the American people. We will stand with the American women. We will tell President Trump and Senate Republicans who stacked the court that you're going to be gone in November. You'll never be able to do what you're trying to do now ever again. You hear that? You're gone in November." And so the whirlwind that he wanted to release on Gorsuch and Kavanaugh was, a lot of people took issue with it on both sides of the aisle, because he particularly named two people and promised retribution, whether that was to incite violence against these two or whether or not that was to threaten impeachment or whatever it might be. The threats were not taken kindly, and there were critics of Chuck Schumer on both sides of the aisle. Even people in his own party are saying that he needs to either apologize or step down.
Yeah, he did. He backed down. He apologized.
But he has not apologized, actually. He backed down and said, oh, he's just talking about Senate Republicans. Well, no, hard to understand that one, because you mentioned Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. That's not the Senate Republicans. Those are Supreme Court justices. And he received he was rebuked by Chief Justice John Roberts, who said, you cannot, in your position, your high position, threaten the judiciary in this country. It's not appropriate. And I would say, for people who are, you know, are not necessarily upset by what he did, if you insert Trump's name and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think all hell would have broken loose about that threat being made from the president against RBG. And so this is not something to be taken lightly. Mitch McConnell kind of let him have it on the Senate floor. He came to the microphone and said, he tried to backtrack, but he still has yet to apologize. And so now there's been a call
where he said he shouldn't have used those words, and he shouldn't.
He said he was talking about Senate Republicans, and so it was never an explicit apology. And so now there are members of the Senate. Josh Hawley is leading an effort to censure Chuck Schumer to see if they can go on the record to talk about
this. Schumer is a ham and egger. He's never seen a microphone or a television camera that he didn't want to make love to. He's a big BSer. His inappropriate remarks go back pretty much to the beginning of his career as a senator. I'm thinking he's up for re-election next year, is he? Maybe that's part of what he's doing. He's a grandstander. He's a big phony. He's full of it. Okay, next. Speaking of being full of it, I don't know that we have time to talk about this and put it in its proper perspective, but the fact that Chris Matthews was booted out of MSNBC, he told people he was resigning, but you can be absolutely sure that the bosses at NBC said, get lost. And we'll talk about that and how it plays into the Me Too movement as the number five issue. We're moving into we'll spend time, a little bit of time, on the financial markets and how interest rates are cut as a result of the coronavirus, which is big this week, and the presidential race yet to come in the next half hour of our weekly talk radio review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. How much sleep do adults need to be heart healthy?
Napoleon said, you know, the common man requires 7, the fool requires 8, and I require but 6. But everybody's individual.
Cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says individual sleep needs vary, but the general rule is for adults to get 7 to 9 hours a night.
Sleep is important to heart health, a couple of reasons.
If you have a condition such as obstructive sleep apnea keeping you from getting sufficient sleep,
then you're more prone to arrhythmias or irregular heartbeats.
Arrhythmias increase your risk of serious events such as stroke, heart attack, and sudden cardiac death.
The second thing is if you don't sleep adequately, it's been shown that other habits are not as good. You don't eat as well. You eat more junk food.
Plus, you might be too tired to exercise.
So for more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The Arizona State Legislature is considering a bill which would prevent transgenders from participating on interscholastic teams that do not match their biological sex. You see, this bill creates fairness in women's sports. It also aligns with the federal mandates in the Title IX Civil Rights Code, which was partially enacted to protect the equal opportunities for girls in sports. Now, girls who've trained for years are being denied fair competitions simply because of biological boys claiming to have a mental condition, gender identity dysphoria. Have compassion for those boys, but not at the expense of unfairness for girls wishing to compete.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Affiliates. Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/marchprintdeals for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Focused on the world of News Talk Radio, this is a Talk Radio review with the stars of the DJV program. It's heard Monday through Friday around the country on about 400 radio stations here and there. D for Doug, that's me, Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and we're going through the charts for the week of March, the 2nd to the 6th, first full week of March 2020. Stories, some of them pretty obvious. Let's go through the people list just to anecdotally kind of understand how the two play off of one another. That is the people list and the story list. At number 10 on the people list is Jeff Sessions. Chuck Schumer is number 9. Chris Matthews, number 8. Jerome Powell, number 7. Mike Pence is 6. AOC, number 5. Mike Bloomberg, number 4. Bernie Sanders, number 3. Joe Biden, number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. Pretty obvious as to what that's all about. Now, back to, because Chris Matthews, number 8 on the people list, but the story of him leaving MSNBC, number 5 on the countdown. He's always been a sort of lightning rod for people on the right who didn't like his style at MSNBC. I can tell you, having been on a panel with him once a number of years ago, he was really an egotistical maniac and thought that,
I don't know too many people on the left who liked him either.
I don't.
I don't think this is a.
So how did he keep? How did guys like that?
This is a bipartisan effort that no one is going to miss.
Job.
Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews united the country. Actually,
right. Yeah. No one's going to miss him.
No, but how do guys like that get jobs like that?
Yeah. True confession is. I will miss him a little in only one respect. He was so out there, and his delivery style was so strange that
slash annoying.
All,
yeah.
Of all the MSNBC hosts, he's the one that I probably enjoyed watching most, just because
really?
He was. Let's play hardball.
I don't know. To me, I find listening to Chris Matthews is like listening to Richard Madden on, you know, doing football commentary. It's the same, like, grovelly yelling, you know. It's just the same
noise.
I know.
It's noise.
I liked nothing that he said, but it was just the delivery where you'd watch it, and only for, like, a short amount of time, like maybe 3 minutes, but it would make me smile, and then I'd flip the channel.
Noise. A lot of noise. All right.
Let's play hardball, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. I meant John Madden, right? I meant John.
John.
John. Yeah, I was sitting here trying to figure out. I was like, is Richard Madden named after him? Like
Richard
the Marston, Scottish
the
accent.
Actor. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
John Madden, right.
Yeah. John Madden.
Okay. We won't hold your feet to the fire
Poor
that
Victoria
much.
Victoria is now getting divorced. Her husband's going to be like, if you don't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of him. I was thinking of the hate mail that I'm going to get. It's John, not Richard.
Mm-hmm. Smarten up, lady. Number 4. Healthcare reform. I don't even want to spend any time on that because it's almost
what
a throw.
I think it's funny. It's always high up on the list because it's people's priority. But
yeah.
What's substantive on healthcare reform?
Nothing.
Right?
Bernie keeps yelling the same thing. Oh, it's healthcare.
Doesn't know how much it's going to cost and how much it's going to pay for it. The Republicans haven't presented a plan yet.
I do think people are talking about it more right now because of the coronavirus. Because think about how many people are uninsured or underinsured, and if they do get the coronavirus, where are they going to go? You know, it's
not to tout the beautiful output of our administration that I know you guys love so much, but the federal government actually issued an emergency extension to anybody who comes into hospitals for treatment for the coronavirus to encourage people to seek treatment, and they do it on the public dime rather than.
Is that part of the 8.3 funding for?
I don't know. I think it was a regular. I think it was something that they did before that. Actually, it was something that the administration was able to do without congressional support. I think.
Right. Well, if you tie in number 4 and you think that healthcare reform, the discussion of it has come about, or the increased focus is because of the coronavirus. Number 4, 3, and 2 can all be considered one, because number 3. Is a focus on what the Fed.
But who's on first? Because we're like the first four.
Presidential race is on first.
1, 2, 3.
We'll get to that. The Feds cut the interest rates. Financial markets around the world went down like a rock on Monday and Tuesday, and then they bounced back a little bit toward the middle of the week, and they'll come back in.
It's a crazy market time just watching it bounce up and down. But the silver lining is if anybody owns a house or property, it's a great time to try to refinance because the interest rate is down to nothing.
Low. Are you talking, is this a self, is this what you're doing?
Yeah. I was, well, actually, one of the events that I hosted this week for the station I work for was a Well Summit, and all the financial guys were, like, buzzing. Like, this is the time to, if you need to pull money out of your house or if you need to refinance.
Good time to buy a car.
Yeah, because a half a point, and that's what the Fed did this week, is reduced interest rates by a half a point. A half a point is huge when the interest rate is already as low as it is.
Well, but
and
over 30
I don't think
years?
It's going to last long, so take advantage. Yeah.
Get it while you can. The markets went down because the guys on Wall Street and elsewhere are a lot of buzz. And maybe they're crazy like a fox, because often the talk causes things to go down, and then these guys swoop in and buy the stock. I mean, the market was off 11% at one point. You don't think that these guys in these offices on Wall Street and other people who are smart enough to know what really the significance of this is, they create situations to knock the prices down so they can come in and buy stuff cheaper. That's really kind of how it works, boys and girls. The impact of, however, the Chinese economy and what that does to the rest of the world, the automobile business, for example, new cars are not being produced in at least four major companies around the world. Those people are out of work at the moment. The situation in China with people being out of work, staying at home, and what the Chinese have done to force the Muslims to go into these factories to work so they can open them back up again. I think that's a subtext that really hasn't been discussed very much at all. I don't think a lot of people have paid attention to or
even
know.
I don't think a lot of people even know that.
Yeah, the Muslim population in China, if they can find you, they'll put you in a concentration camp. That's what the Chinese don't like the Muslims. They don't like any religion.
Well, they don't like anybody
don't like
that speaks out against them. Yeah. I was talking to a woman this week on one of my programs who was in, she was a Chinese citizen, and she was put in for meditating.
Yeah. Yeah.
They put her in a prison camp four different times. And she said, as soon as everybody, and she goes out on the circuit because she's like, look, these ideas that we're calling socialism that are brinking on communism, this is not where the country wants to be. She was telling people that when she went into the prison camps, the labor camps, they would take them outside, they'd beat them, then they'd make them work overnight to just exhaust them, basically, and break them down. They'd also, and I don't think people talk about this all that much, take blood type and tissue samples from everybody that goes into the prison system. Them. And if they have an opportunity, if they have an opportunity to harvest their organs, they will. Yeah. So basically, people are waiting for their number to come up while they're sitting in these prison camps.
And yet, our lives depend on it. Oh, sickening.
Do they say look in Chinese or English? Mm. I always love to tease Jennifer
look.
Because she starts every look.
They say rook.
They say look. Now that's racist, somebody's going to say. Hoo ha. All right, coronavirus items of interest. Some nurses are saying the CDC is behind where they need to be. The nursing union, in fact, the National Nursing Union has surveyed its members and find that the nurses feel they are lacking in equipment and resources and training and guidelines, and they're pointing their finger at the feds. About 90 nurses apparently nationwide are in quarantine. Working around it, think about it. Just go every day to work and wonder whether you're going to get this stuff or not. Not that it's going to kill you, because it isn't really. The chances of you dying when you get the coronavirus are pretty, pretty, pretty slim. But still, it's the hysteria that's built around. I mean, the fact that the news media today and over the weekend, we'll focus on this. There's another. It isn't a focus on how you prevent yourself. People like us have been talking about that. But you don't see that in the standard news media. It's all headlines screaming, fear, fear, look out, you're going to die, which is damned irresponsible and nonsense. Because you're not. The chances of you dying if you get the coronavirus are like 1/1,000th of a point. And it's just, it is unbelievably irresponsible for us to be, in a way, the good side of it is the airplanes are going to be cleaner, and a lot of the public facilities are going to be a lot cleaner. But when it goes beyond that, it's hurting. It's hurting businesses, and it's just, it's so self-serving for the news media.
Good. I wish I owned stock in toilet paper, though.
Yeah, or a Lysol. Or any of those, there's a lot of that stuff. And I want to know what it means. When you when somebody declares a state of emergency, what does that mean? Because there are four states that now have declared
a state of emergency. Yeah, and people panic when they hear
that. What does that mean? Yeah.
It just means they get funding, right?
Yeah. It means they get government funding, one. But they also have more instant access. Like, they don't have to go through all the hurdles to bring in multi-agencies to respond to things. So a lot of these states...
It also includes the National Guard in some cases.
That's right.
You have access to them, too.
Yeah, you don't have to go through all the channels that you would under different circumstances. So they declare the state of emergency before there actually is an emergency, just so that they have access to resources.
All right, 44 past the hour. In a moment, we do get to number one. And a very interesting guest was on with George Norrie this week. And I want to talk about that person and what that person said. It's real food for thought. Up next here on our Talk Radio Review. Right now, food for thought, focusing on how you look and whether you're happy with the way you look. Is your smile the best part of you? The best smile. I will tell you that the ladies you're listening to all have fabulous smiles. They take great care of their teeth. And if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, you're a smoker, you drink wine, all of that stuff. I was going to say if you drink smoke. But if
you're all of those things except smoke.
Except smoke, right. The whitening system from Power Swabs is so fabulous. It's all natural. It works in seconds. You swab your teeth in a couple of minutes, and 5 minutes later, you're on your way to a much brighter smile, the natural way. Plus, when you use the Power Swab method to get rid of those deep stains, you also help to rehydrate the enamel. Use the DJV code, and you'll get the product for 40% off the retail price, plus another $10 off and free shipping. Best Smile Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. I'm Doug Steffen here with a look at the people list. Let's put this together so we have the official list in case we don't get to it sort of in a formal way during our several hours of discussion. At number 10 in the people list, Jeff Sessions, running for the Senate race in his old state. Chuck Schumer, number 9, and his nonsense when it comes to the Supreme Court. Chris Matthews at 8 for obvious reasons. Jerome Powell is at 7. Mike Pence at 6. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 5, the comment she made about Bernie Sanders and the outcome of the primaries. Michael Bloomberg at number 4. Bernie at number 3. Joe Biden at 2, kind of in the order that they stand after the primaries last Tuesday. And Donald Trump continues to take most of the oxygen out of the room. He's the number one person in focus, discussion-wise, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797. The top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and see what's going on in the talk radio business. I invite you to do that every week. And we offer these lists as a service. You can find them printed at talkers.com as well. Number 10 item on the issue list this week is the number of tornadoes and what the impact was in Tennessee. Number 9, cutbacks at the Supreme Cannabis Company up in Canada. Jeff Sessions running for the Senate. Number 8, all kinds of focus on gun control because of the shootout at the beer company in Milwaukee. Number 6, the Supreme Court abortion case and the discussions around that. Number 5, Chris Matthews getting booted out at MSNBC. Number 4, conversation about health care reform as it relates to the presidential race, who gets what or who ought to get what. And pretty much all the rest of the focus here is on either the coronavirus or the presidential race. That's it. The hot items. Research done for the week of March 2nd to the 6th on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so George Norrie had a very interesting demographer on his program, and this fellow said that every 8 seconds, a millennial becomes a voting age. Most of them so dislike Trump, most of them lean to the left. This is, again, the words of the demographer. They register as independents. They can't vote in the primaries. So the bottom line, the conclusion here, is we have not seen their effect on the election yet. But by Election Day, there will be 24 million people who fit that description. And so the candidate that plays to them will probably win. And I don't know that I see Trump doing that unless I'm missing something. Is he, what is he doing to find the younger vote and to appeal to it?
Jennifer. I don't feel that Trump is at risk at all any more than he was last week. I think we're down to two big candidates that are going to battle it out, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Michigan will be a litmus test to see who comes out on top. I think if Joe Biden can win Michigan, then it'll be clear sailing for him to get the nomination. If Bernie puts up a fight, then it might stay closer onto the convention.
I think he's on the ropes. The Warren,
100%.
I think Warren's going to support Biden, not Joe.
But the idea is, are Bernie supporters going to show up and support Biden as the nominee? And I think no. And that's why I think a lot of conservatives...
I think it's going to depend on his VP pick, to be honest.
I think the president actually is in a better position against Joe Biden than he is against Bernie Sanders, because people who don't like Trump would go out and vote for Bernie even if they don't like Bernie. But I don't know if Bernie supporters go out and vote for Joe.
Well... But people who
especially
don't like Trump, who
swindled,
are moderate Republicans, will go for Joe. I mean, it's a,
but they
it's a,
already horse. Did. I mean, that's the issue, that they're
it's
already
not November
there.
Yet. All right, ladies, good job. The DJ Beers, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug at 50 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us to review the last week's most important, the top five, in fact, items from the world of technology and how they affect you. Victoria Keelan is here to do that, starting at number five, which has us facing Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Facebook announced that it's starting to roll out a faster, smaller, and simpler version of their Messenger app for iPhone. And the new version of the app will load twice as fast, and it will only take up one quarter of the size of the amount of data on your phone. So that's actually a really good thing, to have less, you know, less storage is being sucked up by this app. In a Facebook post, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that once you have the new version, that he said it should feel much faster and much more responsive compared to other apps that you use to chat. And so if you're opening up the app multiple times a day, which a lot of people do to chat with friends, then every second that you don't have to spend waiting for the chat to, you know, to catch up, it will definitely feel faster and sleeker. And I think they're getting rid of a lot of, like, the cartoon emojis, and there was a lot of junk in that app that no one needs. So I think he said that they basically stripped it all down and made it a much cleaner version. So that is going to be rolling out in the next few weeks.
All right. Number four is a focus on the New York City Council that's considering a crackdown on what?
Yeah, this is starting in New York City, but this is going to be something that's going to, it's going to spread across the country. The City Council in New York wants to crack down on delivery app fees. And this legislation is going to limit the fees that restaurants and bars pay to third-party apps like Grubhub, Seamless, and Uber Eats. And those charges would now be capped at 10%, and delivery companies would also need a license in New York City. Apparently, this is really hurting the restaurant business, and delivery companies would also be required to tell customers what fees are being paid by the restaurant. And the New York Times did a casual investigation into this, and one of the tech writers ordered a turkey sandwich, or it's something basic for lunch, and he ordered it from different restaurants and then used the different meal delivery services, and he found that Uber Eats can cost you 91% more than if you actually went to the restaurant and ate the same sandwich. So just think about it. I know it is convenient, and we like having delivery, but all of these, Postmates was a 63% markup, DoorDash was 46%, and Grubhub was a 25% markup. So it can bust your budget, so just keep that in mind next time you order
a budget
delivery.
Budget buster, yep. All right, number three here this week as we work toward number one, an Apple settlement. And you're all going to get rich on this one, it looks like, Victoria.
Oh, yeah, $25 richer. So that's exactly what iPhone users are going to get from this is a $500 million settlement of a class action lawsuit. This is Apple's decision to throttle the performance of iPhones with degraded batteries. Now, if you had back before December 21st of 2017, if you had an iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, 7, 7 Plus, or SE, then you are eligible for this whopping $25 compensation. And essentially, Apple was found guilty. The phones would start out brand new. They would be fine. And then very quickly, sometimes within only a few months, the battery would just drain for no reason. The phones would turn off for no reason. So, and essentially, Apple was trying to push people into the newer models, which I understand. But, you know, at the same time, you can't rip people off like this. And that's exactly what they did.
Yep, the good old American way.
Yep.
Number two, Amazon is trying to stop the coronavirus. How?
Well, speaking of ripping people off, yeah, Amazon says they've blocked over a million products from being sold after they made not only misleading claims about being able to cure or prevent COVID-19, which is the coronavirus, but they also are dealing with major price gouging. And they have removed tens of thousands of quote-unquote deals due to the price gouging. Sellers are charging much higher prices for all kinds of things, hand sanitizer, toilet paper. The biggest one with those face masks, which are now pretty much sold out. But they had a 10-pack of the N95 mask, $20, where normally a 10-pack is only $40. So it's the price gouging was crazy. And it's not just against Amazon's policy for to prevent price gouging, but this is actually against the law in most states. So I'm happy to hear that Amazon was doing the right thing and cracking down because it's important.
Number one this week is a focus on your smartphone and all the germs that are on it.
Yep, the smartphone is the dirtiest thing that we touch our faces to and carry around all day. The best thing you can do is, without ruining your screen, do not put alcohol directly on the screen. Don't put peroxide, nothing like that. Google and Apple say soap and water is okay, but the best thing to do is get a screen protector that's made of glass, and then you can use rubbing alcohol and really get all the germs off.
Top five items from the world of technology. At your service, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Roger Rockstra. President Trump is predicting the financial markets will bounce back soon from the recent sell-off prompted by the coronavirus outbreak.
Stock prices have plunged the past 2 weeks because of the health scare and its potential effect on the economy. But the president believes the markets will recover.
I think financial markets will bounce back as soon as this really bounces back.
He says financial markets are down 10 or 11%, but notes that's a relatively small piece of the overall growth over the past 3 years. The president also says the country's economy is strong, insisting we're in great shape. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vice President Mike Pence met with the cruise industry officials in Florida on Saturday.
Today we reached an agreement with the cruise line industry to further enhance entry and exit screening and also to establish shipboard testing for the coronavirus.
Pence said details will be worked out in the next 3 days. Meanwhile, the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus reaching at least 21. California Governor Gavin Newsom and the mayor of Oakland, California, seeking Sunday to reassure the public that none of the passengers from a ship carrying people with the virus will be released into the public before undergoing a 14-day quarantine. The Grand Princess is carrying more than 3,500 people from 54 countries and has been out of the San Francisco Bay Area in international waters looking for a place to dock. It's now expected to dock Monday in Oakland in the eastern San Francisco Bay. The congregation of a Nashville church hit hard by a deadly tornado last week has come together to pray and to worship in the rubble of its buildings. Members of the Mount Bethel Missionary Baptist Church held Sunday service in a tent in the parking lot. Pastor Jacques Boyd told the congregation the storm was a challenge from God and had brought everyone closer together during recovery efforts. The Southern Baptist Convention has people on the ground in eastern Tennessee helping. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The spread of the new coronavirus didn't seem to discourage many people from going to the movies this weekend. There's a new box office champion.
I have something for you from your dad.
It's a wizard staff.
Pixar's Onward.
I wrote this spell so I could see for myself who my boys grew up to be.
Debuted at number one, earning some $40 million across North America.
He has figured out a way to be invisible.
The Invisible Man drops to second in its second weekend, earning more than $15
million. Nervous.
While Ben Affleck's The Way Back opens third.
Truth is, I'm more talented than you.
With an estimated $8.5 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
It was on this date in 1862, during the Civil War, the ironclad CSS Virginia rammed and sank the USS Cumberland and heavily damaged the USS Congress, both frigates, off Newport News, Virginia. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump will honor two legendary international golfers with the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Both members of the World Golf Hall of Fame, Annika Sorenstam and Gary Player, will each receive the medal during a White House ceremony later this month. Player is the remaining member of golf's legendary Big Three to receive the honor, as did Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus before him. The South African native is an international golf ambassador and one of only five golfers in history to win a career Grand Slam. The Swedish-born Sorenstam earned 72 career LPGA victories. She'll be the first LPGA player and the first female athlete who's a naturalized U.S. citizen to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom. George Bonzani reporting.
Joey Logano won for the second time in 3 weeks on the NASCAR circuit, holding off Kevin Harvick over the final two laps after an overtime restart at the Phoenix Raceway. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. 221-4144. Clyde's.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
A proposed bill in Arizona would prevent transgenders from participating on sports teams that do not match their biological sex. Despite what the opposition might say, the fact is, folks, this bill aligns perfectly with the Title IX Civil Rights Code.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Letter
important or can I leave my gloves on? Well, it's...
Gracie, you better talk quietly. She uses a soft pencil.
Oh. Letter. Frank, what's today's date?
Elsie, Edna couldn't make it.
February 28th.
All right, I'm ready. Oh, good. To all other presidential candidates, semicolon, United States of America, period, gentlemen, question mark.
Gentlemen, question mark?
I've got it. Well, boys, the jig is up.
Well, it's a nice opening.
Election day will be in November this year. Turkeys will cost you 38 cents a pound. Cranberries will be 50 cents a bucket. Plum puddings will be $2 each. But a good president won't cost you a nickel, so be sure and go out and vote for me.
You're asking the other presidential candidates to vote for you?
Well, sure, there are so many presidential candidates that if I only get half of them to vote for me, I'm bound to be elected.
I see what you mean.
Go ahead, continue. This letter is being dictated by a lady, typewritten by a lady, so don't forget to take your hats off while you're reading it. I've got it. All right. Sign it, Gracie Allen, President of the United States, and mail it out right away.
Gracie, you're not president yet.
Well, I will be by the time this letter is delivered.
That's some letter.
And Bubbles, make 50,000 copies.
One for each candidate.
Yes.
I thought so, yes.
Bubbles, address the envelopes in girlish handwriting. Mark it personal and send it to their homes. I want their wives to read it, too.
50,000 copies. Well, it's a nice hunk of postage to throw away.
What do you mean, postage? I'll initial the corners of the envelopes and they won't need stamps.
Frank, will you believe this? For a minute, I forgot that you were Postmaster General.
Well, that's life, I guess.
Yes, I guess so. That's life.
No.
Miss Allen, the reporters are here.
Oh, well, send them in.
The reporters?
Uh-huh.
This way, gentlemen.
Miss Allen, I'm Harry Crocker of the Examiner.
Hi, Bill.
Matt Weinstock, Daily News.
Hi,
Casey Shawn, Los Angeles Times.
Hi, Bill.
Gracie, why are you shaking hands with your left hand?
I'm saving my right hand for when I'm president.
How do?
I do.
Miss Allen, my newspaper wants to know just what your platform is.
Well, it's knotty pine trimmed with oak and inlaid with California redwood.
That's to match your head.
Yes.
I thought so, yes.
Miss Allen, what would be the first thing you would do if you were elected?
I'd put my daddy in the Senate.
Your daddy doesn't know anything about the Senate.
Oh, yeah? He's been making speeches from the floor for years.
He's still on the floor, I'll bet.
That's my daddy.
That's the kid, yes. Miss Allen, my city editor wants to know what your opinion is on capitalism versus the little man.
Oh, I don't know. I never go to wrestling matches.
Are you in favor of monopolies?
Oh, well, I don't play Monopoly. I like Mahjong better.
Yes. And dominoes.
Yes.
What do you think of the neutrality bill?
Well, if we owe it, let's pay it.
Gracie, why don't you call this all? You know nothing about it. You haven't said one thing that's right.
Well, I'd rather be president than right.
Boys, there's no use trying to interview her.
Mr. Burns, will you stop bawling her up?
I'm bawling her up?
Yes.
Yes.
Quiet.
Miss Allen, all the other candidates are talking on how to bring back prosperity. Now, what's your point?
She doesn't even know what prosperity is.
I do, too. Prosperity is when business is good enough so that you can buy the things on credit that you can't afford anyway, and that way you can save enough money to pay cash for new things after they've taken back the things you've got on credit.
How are you doing, boys?
Miss Allen, would you recognize Russia?
Well, that's hard to say. You see, I meet so many people.
You don't have to meet them all on this program, do you?
What do you think of the British blockade?
Oh, we'll get by.
We will, Alan.
Look, I say, George, I don't mind being referred to as British, but I do object to being called a blockade.
Boys, this is Ray Noble.
Hello.
How do?
He looks like a pipe cleaner I once threw away.
Well, now, that's possible. Where did you throw him?
Cheerio.
Oh, cheerio.
Cheerio, yeah. Miss Allen, what do you think of our national debt?
Well, we ought to be proud of it. It's the biggest in the world.
Boys, either go ahead or just go so that we can do our broadcast.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Yeah,
quiet. Quiet. Now, Miss Allen, how would you keep our gold reserve from shrinking?
Well, I'd wash it in luck.
Oh. Truman, maybe you can get these guys out.
Well, I'll try, George. Say, boys, I've got a bottle in my overcoat.
A bottle?
Scotch or rye?
Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.
Thanks, Truman.
You're too late, Truman. I gave that bottle to my girl. She's got a couple of chaps I'm trying to get rid of.
Thanks, Frank.
Boys, this is Frank Parker, the Postmaster General.
He ought to be swell. He's got a face like an old-style one-cent stamp.
It's a nice TL for you, Pinky.
Thanks.
Now, Miss Allen, just a few more questions.
Boys,
is there anything you can actually...
Boys, are you through?
Not yet, Mr. Burns, but don't feel that you have to stick around on our account.
Well, this is the end. I'm going to call up the sponsor and explain the whole thing to him. I'm not going to lose my job. Come on, boys, let's finish the interview. Operator, get me long distance.
Hold the line.
Miss Allen, is there anything...
Now, please, boys, Mr. Burns is calling the sponsor.
Hey, this Noble guy looks very familiar. Mr. Noble, didn't I once see you in Yonkers?
I don't think so. I haven't worn a pair of Yonkers in years.
Long distance.
Get me Mr. Marvin of the Heinz Honey Armor Cream Company, New York.
Hold the line.
Miss Allen, is there anything that you can actually promise the voters?
Oh, sure. I can promise voters that if I can't find a way to reduce the high cost of living, then we'll just have to do without it.
Here's your party.
Hello, Mr. Marvin.
Yes?
This is George Burns speaking.
Oh, yes. How are you?
Well, I just want to call you up and tell you that I have nothing to do with Gracie's running for president. I've been trying to do a broadcast, and all she's been doing is giving away political jobs.
Well, that's the president's privilege, and believe me...
Oh, quiet. Quiet. Let me get through talking. It's ridiculous, Mr. Marvin, making an orchestra leader an ambassador, making a tenor a postmaster general, and making an announcer a Supreme Court justice. It's not my doing, and I just want to tell you that I'm not going to stand for it.
Just a minute, Mr. Burns. Don't raise your voice to the Secretary of State.
Secretary of State?
Well, I...
Our Kalyan Day, I'll never forget. Our Kalyan Day, there is where I bought a pet. A little toy, oh boy, oh boy. My chihuahua, he is my pride and joy. How I love to promenade the boulevard walking my chihuahua. People stop to stare most everywhere when I'm walking my chihuahua. All the dogs are jealous because the fellas keep petting my chihuahua. Though he isn't much protection, that's why men show their affection for me. Dee, 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 dee. He goes woof, woof, woof.
Chula, chula.
Bow, bow, bow.
Bonita, bonita.
Woof, woof, woof.
Figurita, figurita.
In Mexico, it's I love you. Meet the moon above, I met my secret love walking my chihuahua. If you're lonely, there is only one thing to do. Get a chihuahua. Walk this way. Hip, hip, hooray. Chula, chihuahua. Chihuahua, wa, 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 wa. Chula, chihuahua. See, see. Come and see the company that comes to see me and my chihuahua. Two times is the time they come to two time with me and my chihuahua. Girls of noble pedigree are jealous of me and my chihuahua. But I prefer him to a Scotty because he's just a little naughty. I'm glad he's not a terrier because he makes life merrier. He's better than a setter because he's such a great go-getter. He's smarter than a poodle. He knows how to use his noodle. I am my wonderful chihuahua.
Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
No, wait. First, I want to thank Bill Corum for his lovely wire endorsing my campaign.
Well, good. Now say goodnight.
Well, goodnight. I'll see you in the White House.
Say goodnight.
Next Wednesday at this same time over these same stations, George and Gracie and all the rest of us will be back again. Don't forget. And don't forget, for honeymoon hands, it's Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From February 28, 1940, the episode marking the beginning of Gracie's mock run for the White House. Although not identified, one of the news reporters sounded a lot like the great Elliot Lewis. You know him for the role of Frankie over on the Harrison Fay Show, as well as the top producer-director of Broadway's My Beat, Crime Classics, and Pursuit. If it indeed was Lewis, he was just 22 at the time. What is a fact, though, is within a couple of years he would appear on that series periodically. So maybe it was him. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and by some estimates, Gracie Allen actually garnered a significant number of write-in votes in that November 1940 presidential election. How about that? Coming up next here on Win Radio was We Leave the Comedies Behind, and we offer up Escape, known as Casting the Runes. It begins right after this break.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife's Topic of the Week, we talk calling to predators, and I'll share more right after this break.
Your silver investment today may triple in price. Wes Peters of Gold Wealth Management wants you to know now is the time to acquire silver as part of your wealth accumulation portfolio. Today, silver is significantly undervalued at an 85-to-1 gold purchasing ratio. We've not seen a ratio like this in over 20 years. Should silver return to its 2011 value, your silver investment today will triple in price. Call West now, 866-GLD-SLVR.
So how do you call to a coyote? I suggest getting an electronic caller like a Fox Pro. Go to a spot that you think has coyotes and start with some coyote vocalizations. If that doesn't entice one, try a rabbit in distress call. Start soft and then get louder. Still no yote? End with a coyote pup distress. That can sometimes seal the deal. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A smart investment for your business.
Right now at Staples, you can earn 25% back in rewards when you buy $75 of ink or $200 a toner.
So you stock up on ink and earn big rewards that can come in handy for your business.
But hurry, this 25% back in rewards offer is good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
And 3720 exclusions apply. See store or staples.com/25andrewards for details.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and time for a story based on the works of English author M.R. James. It stars John McIntyre as Edward Dunning, supported by Ian Wolfe as Harrington, and William Conrad as Carswell. It's from November 19th, 1947.
Had a hard day at the office. Backache from bending over a hot stove all day. Want to get away from it all?
We offer you escape.
It is midnight, and you are alone. Suddenly, the room is plunged into darkness. You sit frozen with terror, because something is there behind you. Something you feared would come. Something from which you must escape.
Escape, produced and directed by William N. Robeson, and carefully plotted to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Tonight, we escape to London, and a world made strange and terrifying by the workings of an ancient barbaric curse, as Montague R. James tells it in his weird story, Casting the Runes.
My name is Edward Dunning. I'm a scientist. I'm used to dealing with facts, not fairy tales. I'm regarded as Britain's leading authority on medieval life. And as such, I've studied much of the ancient fears and barbaric superstitions of those times. I should have been the first to scoff at any suggestion that the ancient powers of evil, the black magic of Teutonic days, could be believed and practiced in the 20th century. A few weeks ago, I should have laughed had you told me that a curse, a hex, could kill a man. Today, I cannot laugh. It has happened to a man I know of. And now, it's happening to me. My first presentment of danger came on that day a few weeks ago when I dropped in to see Alfred Smythe, Secretary of the National Science Association, and found him in a state of irritation.
Blast it all, Dunning. I almost wish you hadn't been so brutally honest in your report on that Carswell paper.
Why? What's the trouble?
Oh, he's such a frightful fellow. He's raising a terrible row.
You mean Carswell himself?
Yes, it's bad enough a vicious charlatan like that calling himself a scientist. But now he's taking all his vindictiveness out on me.
Sorry, old chap. It's really me he'd like to get at.
As a matter of fact, that's just what his last letter was about. He wants to know what supposed authority wrote the report rejecting his paper.
You didn't give him my name.
Heavens, no. As a matter of fact, Dunning, I haven't and I won't, and for a very special reason. Call it silly, call it crazy, call it what you will. I have an uncanny feeling about that man Carswell.
Hmm? Why?
Do you know anything about him?
Nothing. I've never seen him. I only know that he wrote a paper called The Truth of Alchemy. It was hopeless.
Precisely. And why was it hopeless?
Well, besides being abominably written, it was supposed to prove that alchemy, black magic, and such rot actually exists. I think the man really believes it.
Undoubtedly he does, and that's what I mean. He lives in an isolated old house in Warwickshire. He's rarely seen elsewhere, and in his whole career he's written only two things. This paper and A History of Witchcraft, published 10 years ago.
Yes, of course. I remember now. So that's the man.
Yes, and that book was even worse than this paper. The man has a warped mind. I'm sure he's tried every unhealthy experiment in alchemy, witchcraft, and black magic. There's no telling to what lengths of vindictiveness a man like that might go.
Well, it does sound a bit queer, but
it's not queer, Dunning. Evil.
Oh, come. Man has a right to believe what he likes. He has a right to be angry with me. Here, I've glibly scoffed at the man's life's work.
Well, perhaps I'm being overly suspicious and imaginative, but I think there's more than anger involved here, Edward.
Hmm?
This may sound fantastic to you, but, well, John Harrington wrote the report condemning that witchcraft book of Carswell's 10 years ago. 3 months later, Harrington was dead.
Hmm. But, Alfred, what's the connection?
Harrington died under very peculiar circumstances. He was walking home alone late one night, and suddenly he screamed, broke into a run, lost his hat and stick, and climbed up a tree. A dead branch gave way. He fell and broke his neck. No one's ever been able to explain why it happened.
Come now, Alfred, surely you're not suggesting...
Well, I don't know what I'm suggesting. I only know that after he reviewed Carswell's book, John Harrington didn't have a moment's peace. Now you've written an unfavorable review of this paper. If I were you, I should keep that fact well hidden.
Oh, Alfred, well, that's ridiculous. Yes, I laughed at Alfred Smythe's fears. How could I have known then that I was to feel the same terror, the same agonized fear which gripped the heart of John Harrington as he crouched, panting on the branch of a tree for another moment or two of life, while beneath him the thing came closer and closer. I'd almost forgotten the incident when, a few nights later, I was riding home on a late train. I was half drowsing in my seat, barely keeping awake by looking idly at the car advertisements. The man directly opposite me must have been doing the same, because suddenly I heard him say,
"Here now, what can that one be advertising?"
I followed his eyes to the window beside my head. What I saw brought me bolt upright in my seat.
"In memory of John Harrington, died September 18th, 1937, by falling from a tree, 3 months were allowed." Blimey, what do you say that means, sir?
Well, I don't know. But I did know. Smythe had been right. The affair with Carswell was not over, but only begun. I asked the conductor about the card, but he was as puzzled as I was. He had never seen it before. The card must have been put there expressly for me. That meant that Carswell knew it was I who had reviewed his paper. How had he found out? I got the answer the next day. I was in the select manuscript department of the British Museum doing some research in the quiet, almost deserted room. I'd been working steadily for an hour, oblivious to my surroundings, when suddenly, just at my shoulder, I heard a voice.
Edward Dunning, you are allowed 3 months.
I swung around in my seat. There was no one within 20 feet of me. I sat for a moment, shaken, and then I stooped to pick up the papers I had brushed to the floor. I straightened up to find a stout, elderly gentleman standing in front of me.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
May I give you this paper? I think it should be yours.
Oh, yes, so it is. I thought I had them all.
This one seemed to have slid across the floor.
Thank you very much.
Not at all, sir. Good afternoon.
He walked slowly away and out of the door. A kindly, stout old gentleman. But there was something about him that made me feel strange. I went over to the attendant.
Yes, Mr. Dunning.
Did you notice that gentleman I was just speaking to?
Oh, yes, of course.
Can you tell me his name?
Why, that's Mr. Carswell. As a matter of fact, he was asking about you only the other day.
Asking about me?
Well, he asked who were the great authorities on medieval science. And of course, I told him you were the only one in the country.
Oh, I see.
Would you like to meet him, Mr. Dunning? I'll see if I can...
No. No, thank you. It was as simple as that. Now Carswell knew. What would be his next move? What was I to expect? I reached home at dusk, and trouble stood on my doorstep in the long face and stooped form of my family doctor.
I've had to upset your household arrangements, I'm sorry to say, Dunning. I've had to send both your servants to hospital.
But what happened?
Something like ptomaine poisoning, I should think. It's nothing serious.
Well, what could have caused it?
Well, that's the rather odd thing. They tell me they bought some shellfish from a hawker and had it for lunch. I've made inquiries, but I can't find that a hawker called at any other house on this street.
Was this the next move? If so, it had succeeded. I was alone in the house, and my nervousness increased as darkness closed in and the hours advanced toward midnight. I went to bed, but almost immediately I thought I heard something. My study door opening downstairs. I went out and leaned over the banister. There was nothing moving, nothing visible. There was only a sudden, surprising gust of warm air playing about my legs. I went back into my room and locked the door. Suddenly, the lights went out. No doubt it was only a blown fuse, but the chills were playing up and down my spine. I went over to the bed and reached for my watch under the pillow. I suppose I wanted to find out the time. I don't know why. But fumbling on the pillow, my hand touched something far different from a watch. It was like a mouth with sharp teeth and hair around it, not human at all. I fled from my bedroom and spent a long and miserable night locked in the spare room, my ear to the door. But nothing came. I was not disturbed again. In the morning, I searched the house and found nothing unusual. But the mark of fear must have been stamped on my face, for Smythe noticed it next day.
Dunning, you look as if you hadn't slept for weeks. Is anything wrong?
I don't know, Alfred. Yes, there is. Carswell knows.
How?
They told him at the museum.
Of course, we should have thought of that. Has anything happened yet?
I don't know. It's too fantastic. It's probably my mind, hypnotic suggestion or something, but like that man Harrington, I have 3 months left.
Edward.
Must have been hearing things. I'm all on edge. I don't know what to think.
John Harrington had a brother, Henry. Perhaps I'd better get you in touch with him. He might know more about this man, Carswell.
Yes, do it. And quickly. 3 months is not a lot of time. It was arranged. That night, I found myself walking down the dark street that led from the railway station to the Harrington home. It must have been along this same street that John Harrington had walked that last night, where he had broke and run. It must have been one of these trees bordering the lonely road in which he had spent his last horrible moments. The way was dark, and there was no living soul in sight. And suddenly, complete terror gripped me. Somehow I knew that I was being followed. At first I only felt it, and then I heard it. I walked steadily on for a moment, my stomach like ice. It was getting louder, coming closer. Unconsciously, my step quickened. I could barely control myself. I wanted to scream and run. The thing came closer, closer. I confess, I broke and ran madly for my life. I was at a little side street. I turned down it, doubling back toward the railway station. I thought I would never make it. But finally, bright lights loomed before my eyes, and I think that I never have been so grateful for human companionship.
There's no need to run, sir. The 8:40 won't be along for another 5 minutes.
I felt very foolish. I couldn't bring myself to walk back down that street to Harrington's. I could only take the train home furtively and call Harrington next morning to beg his forgiveness. He seemed very understanding and asked no questions. Undoubtedly, Smythe had told him something about me. At any rate, he agreed to visit me at a place 2 nights later. And when he arrived and was made welcome, he began to talk about his brother.
Yes, Mr. Dunning. John was in a very bad state for weeks before the accident. If that's what it was. The principal thing seemed to be the notion that he was being followed. It became an obsession.
Yes, I know. I don't think his death was an accident.
Then perhaps you can explain it?
No. But I have one clue. Your brother reviewed a book very severely not long before he died. Just lately, I happened to cross the path of the man who wrote that book.
And his name, of course, is Carswell.
That's right.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that does it. Before he died, John was beginning to feel, much against his will, that Carswell was at the bottom of his trouble.
Why?
Well, it doesn't make sense.
None of this does, but tell me.
My brother liked music. He went to all the concerts in town, and he made a hobby of collecting the programs. One night, about 3 months before his death, he brought one home and showed it to me. I nearly missed this one, he said. It seems he'd lost his and was hunting for it under his seat, when a neighbor, a rather stout elderly gentleman, offered to give John his.
The kind gentleman was Mr. Carswell.
Undoubtedly. I started to leaf through the program and noticed on the second page some rather curious letters, carefully written there in black and red ink. Neither of us could make much of it, except that the letters seemed to be runic.
Runes. Runes, of course.
Well, John thought it might be important, and debated whether he shouldn't try to return the program to the stout gentleman. But just then the door blew open, and a gust of air, of strangely warm air, blew into the room. In a flash, it took the program and blew it straight into the fire.
Yes, your brother was right. He should have returned it.
There was nothing to be done then.
No, perhaps not. But do you know what runic letters mean?
Well, they're old pre-Druid script, I believe. The kind of writing the barbaric tribes used long before the Romans invaded Britain.
Yes, that's right. Casting the runes, they used to call it in the old days. Casting the runes.
What do you mean?
Well, it was a curse, a hex. In primitive England, people thought by casting the runes, that is, handing a person a piece of paper with certain runic letters on it, that you could put that person out of the way, destroy him. It's an old superstition. And the only way to lift the curse was to return the paper to the one who gave it to you, to give it back without his knowing it.
I don't believe that kind of nonsense.
Neither do I.
Then what was it that killed John?
I don't know. Perhaps his fear of the runes, perhaps brooding about it, becoming neurotic, thinking he saw things and heard things and touched things that weren't there. Perhaps his own mind drove him to death.
And what's the difference once you're dead?
No difference at all.
Casting the runes. Oh, it's rubbish.
Yes, of course, but... Good heavens.
What is it?
I just remembered that day at the British Museum. He cast the runes on me.
And that wraps up the first act of Escape. We'll be back with more after this short break.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
MusicRewind.com can transport you back to another era with Golden Oldies, an amazing compilation of 60 classic hits on 3 CDs. Order Golden Oldies now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code OLDIES33. Reminisce with music from the Golden Oldies collection for the low price of $19.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. Don't forget promo code OLDIES33 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember, OLDIES33. Love me do. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ready to spring into action and save big? Then march into spring savings with Radio Spirit's Spring Fling Sale, where you'll save 20% to 60% off all classic radio products. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 today and use offer code SPRING20 to take advantage of this great sale. We're giving you a head start on your spring break with savings of at least 20% off all classic radio products during our Spring Fling Sale. Choose from thousands of radio programs such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Burns and Allen, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Nero Wolf, Six Shooter, and many more. Call 800-833-4248 or go to radiospirits.com to get these amazing discounts. Remember to use offer code SPRING20. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And don't forget offer code SPRING20. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to non-radio products, DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife's topic of the week, we talk calling to predators, and I'll share more right after this break.
Your silver investment today may triple in price. Wes Peters of Gold Wealth Management wants you to know now is the time to acquire silver as part of your wealth accumulation portfolio. Today, silver is significantly undervalued at an 85-to-1 gold purchasing ratio. We've not seen a ratio like this in over 20 years. Should silver return to its 2011 value, your silver investment today will triple in price. Call Wes now, 866-GLD-SLVR.
So how do you call to a coyote? I suggest getting an electronic caller like a Fox Pro. Go to a spot that you think has coyotes and start with some coyote vocalizations. If that doesn't entice one, try a rabbit in distress call. Start soft and then get louder. Still no yote? End with a coyote pup distress. That can sometimes seal the deal. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
And now back to Escape and Casting the Runes on When Radio Was.
I went swiftly to the writing table, Harrington close behind me. My portfolio was there, full of the scribbled notes I'd been working on that day in the museum. And as I took it in my shaking hands and began leafing desperately through them, one strip of thin, light paper slipped and fluttered toward the open window with uncanny quickness. But Harrington was even quicker and slammed the window shut just in time.
Got it?
Well, thank heavens. If it were lost or destroyed, like your brother's...
Then you wouldn't be able to return it to Mr. Carswell. Yes, look at it. It's identical with the one John got.
I looked at the flimsy paper. The characters, carefully traced in red and black, were runes, all right. That ancient language used by the Aborigines of prehistoric Britain. I couldn't decipher them. But as Harrington and I stood looking into each other's eyes, each of us could read the other's thoughts. Science or not, 20th century or not, this sheet of foolscap spells death for its possessor.
It spells death for you.
It must be returned.
Yes, I know.
It must go back in such a way that he doesn't know he's received it. That means we can't simply mail it.
No, we can't.
We must do it personally. That will take doing.
Well, he knows you by sight, doesn't he?
Yes.
You must shave your beard. It will alter your appearance. He might strike any time.
I have 3 months, as what the warning said.
We've got to make good on this, Dunning. I've searched 10 years for my brother's murderer, and now he must not escape.
I dare not go near Carswell. so Harrington volunteered to keep a watch on him, to let me know when our chance came to return the runes, if it was ever to come. It was only a night or two after Harrington was there that I arrived home and found the calendar had come in the mail. When I examined it, I found everything after November 19th had been torn out. The next night, I had another envelope of the mail. This time it was a woodcut, an illustration torn out of a book, showing a dark, moonlit road and a man walking on it. And right behind him came a huge, dark shape, some awful demon creature. Under it were written some lines from the Ancient Mariner. And as I sat alone and read them aloud, I felt that now familiar gust of warm air playing about my legs. The man walks on and turns no more his head, because he knows a frightful fiend doth close behind him tread. Now I knew the face of my terror, and it was with me always. Walking down the dark street at night, I heard its footsteps behind me. In my lonely house at midnight, it roamed the halls. Like the Ancient Mariner and John Harrington, I never turned to look. I couldn't. My nerves were going, and I could do nothing but wait. The days, the weeks slipped by, and still Harrington had no plan. I checked off the days on the calendar Carswell had sent. Now there were 8 days remaining, then six, then three, two, one. It was the evening of the 18th. My last day on Earth was to begin at midnight. I was sitting alone in my living room, bathed in perspiration, fighting to keep my nerves in check. Suddenly, I felt that warm gust of air. I listened. There were soft footsteps. A shadow seemed to cross the hall door. And then the footsteps blended into a loud bang.
No, no, not yet. I've still got one day more. Not yet.
Harrington, it's me.
Ah. Oh, thank heaven. Harrington.
What's the matter, man? What is it?
It was you. You were knocking on the door. Your footsteps.
Yes, of course.
Oh, thank heaven. I thought I...
Look, man, you've got to pull yourself together. It's tonight we have our chance.
What chance?
Carswell leaves Victoria Station by bullet train tonight at 10. I'll get on with him there. You take the car I brought and drive to Croydon. Get on the train there. And be sure to bring the paper.
Yes. Yes, I have it.
You've shaved already. Good. Everything depends on his not recognizing you.
It's Harrington. Suppose he changes his mind. Suppose he doesn't take that trip. My time runs out tomorrow.
He'll be there. And you'll do it. You'll do it well. You've got to.
Time to pause for a moment, but we'll be back with more of Escape right after this.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
And now let's wrap up Casting the Runes, an episode of Escape on When Radio Was.
I stood on the platform of Croydon in my mind in a daze. I thought the train would never come, but it did. I saw Harrington at the window. He stared coolly at me. Of course, there was to be no sign of recognition. I entered the coach and slowly made my way down the aisle to the compartment where Harrington sat. Opposite him, staring full into my face, was Carswell. He looked up as I sat down. His eyes were heavy-lidded, his face bland. It was impossible to tell whether he knew. The train started. The next stop was Dover, at the end of the line. My last chance. It was time to cast the runes. It was a strange ride. Carswell and I seated face to face, staring into each other's eyes. Harrington off to the side, pulling at his face with twitching fingers. If I could have only had a few whispered moments with him to plan our strategy, but that was impossible. The moments dragged torturously, no one moved. Then suddenly Carswell leaned forward.
I beg your pardon, sir. Haven't we met?
Met? Well, I don't think so, sir. Not unless you're in the plumbing business.
Plumbing? No, hardly.
I hadn't planned it that way. The words, the accent, just seemed to come by themselves. And Carswell sat back, an enigmatic expression on his face. I wished desperately to know what he was thinking. Then suddenly he got up and went out into the corridor. Was this my chance? I was about to slip over to his bags to see if there were a way to secrete the runes within them, when I caught Harrington's eye and read a warning in them. Carswell from the corridor was watching, waiting to see if we recognized each other. I muttered a prayer of thanks I hadn't moved. Carswell came back and took his seat. As he did so, wild, exultant hope surged up in my throat, for something slipped off his seat and dropped noiselessly to the floor. It was his ticket case, and he didn't see it. It was a small cardboard ticket case with a pocket on the cover. If I could just get to it and slip that tiny piece of paper into that pocket... For 15 agonizing minutes, I sat there and stared at it. If only Carswell would go out. But he sat stolidly staring straight ahead. We were coming into the outskirts of Dover, the train slowing down. Suddenly, Harrington stood up, reached up to the rack above Carswell to get his coat and bag. I stared at him blankly for a moment, surprised by his sudden clumsiness. And then I realized what he was up to. The bag, the coat, the briefcase all came tumbling down upon Carswell.
What the devil?
Oh, I say, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
You clumsy fool, you might have injured me. What were you trying to do?
Well, it was my only chance. Carswell stood facing Harrington. I reached down, got the ticket case, and with trembling fingers slid the paper into the pocket.
Of course, I'm...
He turned sharply to me, and I extended the case toward him.
All right.
Excuse me, sir. Is this yours?
Yes, it's my ticket case. Where'd you find it?
Here on the floor. Must have dropped off when...
Yes. I'm much obliged to you, sir.
Not at all. Not at all.
He looked at me fiercely, his rage at Harrington still twisting his face into a devil's mask. Then he glanced briefly into the ticket case and put it into his pocket. On the railway pier of Dover, Harrington and I followed a few steps behind Carswell. I felt like I might faint. Carswell went straight to the gangway of the boat, and there the purser stopped him.
Excuse me, sir, does your friend have a ticket?
My friend? What the devil do you mean? I'm traveling alone.
Well, that's funny. I could have sworn there was another gentleman right there beside you, walking just at your elbow.
Well, there isn't. And I suggest you see an oculist.
Oh, I didn't see. I just felt. Sorry, sir. Must have been your rugs. My mistake.
Come on, Dunning. Our job's done.
I didn't sleep that night. I lay awake and listened. But there were no footsteps, no warm gusts of air, nothing to disturb me. All day I felt remarkably free, although this was to have been my last day on Earth. But only just now, when Harrington came in, could I really relax.
Well, Denning, have you seen the afternoon paper yet?
I know, not yet.
Well, here, look at it, on the second page, there.
Abbeville, France. An English traveler examining the front of St. Wolfram's Cathedral today was struck on the head and killed instantly by a stone falling from the scaffolding. A note of mystery was added by the fact that although the cathedral was undergoing repairs, no workman was on the scaffolding at the time of the accident. The traveler was identified by papers found on him as a Mr. Carswell of Warwickshire.
Of course, it could have been an accident.
Yes. Yes, it could have been.
Escape is produced and directed by William N. Robeson, and tonight brought you Casting the Runes by Montague R. James. Adapted for radio by Irving Ravitch and John Dunkel, with John McIntyre as Edward Dunning, Jan Wolf as Harrington, and Bill Conrad as Carswell. The special musical score was conceived and conducted by Cy Fuhr. Next week, we escape with H.G. Wells' gripping story, The Country of the Blind. Good night, then, until this same time next week, when we again offer you Escape.
From November 18th, 1947. John McIntyre is also heard on Wynn Radio Was from time to time as the narrator on Suspense, known as the Man in Black. And, of course, Bill Conrad is best remembered on radio for the role of Marshal Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke. That M.R. James source story, Casting the Runes, was adapted for the big screen. It was renamed Night of the Demon, and that film was released to theaters in 1957, starring Dana Andrews, Peggy Cummings, and Niall McGuinness. The movie is one of a number referenced in the opening song of a 1975 cult classic musical comedy horror motion picture. A further hint, other films mentioned in the lyrics include Forbidden Planet, When Worlds Collide, and The Day the Earth Stood Still. I'll provide the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
William Conrad stars as Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Around Dodge City. Follow the story of saloons and stage holdups, bullet wounds and blood feuds that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Dillon deals with young men making rash decisions, old men with scores to settle, and eager triggermen with a very specific job to do.
I heard about you there, Dillon. You've got quite a reputation.
I'm a lawman, Kircher, not a gunman. I don't care about my reputation.
I do.
You came here to kill me, huh?
That's what I came for, Dillon.
Gunsmoke, around Dodge City, sells for $39.98, but WEN Radio WAS listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DODGE77.
Men like you are as useless as wolves. I hate every one of your kind.
And that'll make it easier for you to fight me, Dillon. I'll meet you out in the plaza, sundown tomorrow.
Get Gunsmoke around Dodge City today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DODGE77.
I don't want to hear your talk, Kircher. Let's get this over.
This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife's Topic of the Week, we talk calling to predators, and I'll share more right after this break.
Your silver investment today may triple in price. Wes Peters of Gold Wealth Management wants you to know now is the time to acquire silver as part of your wealth accumulation portfolio. Today, silver is significantly undervalued at an 85-to-1 gold purchasing ratio. We've not seen a ratio like this in over 20 years. Should silver return to its 2011 value, your silver investment today will triple in price. Call Wes now, 866-GLD-SLVR.
So how do you call to a coyote? I suggest getting an electronic caller like a Fox Pro. Go to a spot that you think has coyotes and start with some coyote vocalizations. If that doesn't entice one, try a rabbit in distress call. Start soft and then get louder. Still no yote? End with a coyote pup distress. That can sometimes seal the deal. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Greg Bell. Before we took a break, we heard Escape and the episode Casting the Runes. Well, that M.R. James source story was turned into a movie in 1957, retitled Night of the Demon, and starring Dana Andrews. It was one of multiple films referenced in the opening song of a 1975 cult classic comedy horror musical. The comedic line is the following. Dana Andrews said prunes gives him the runes, and passing them uses lots of skill. It's a line from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Additional lyrics reference other popular 1950s movies, including Forbidden Planet, When Worlds Collide, and The Day the Earth Stood Still. Well, folks, we're done this time around, but hey, take a little time and visit the website. Pretty easy to remember. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radio Spirit.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.